Listen, buddy.
You don't come to my house and do this kind of shit. You want to be civilized? Fine. If you not want to be civilized, you want to come up here and threaten me, I'm going to start shooting.
Holy shit.
I survived Vietnam, goddammit. I can survive this.
Holy shit.
So if you want to have it out, you just come up here and threaten me.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I am somebody. It's Carlito here on the mic. It is Thanksgiving 2008. That would make it November 27th, Thursday. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. As I said last week, we would start late at 11 o'clock, and I did deliver. We're here now. Hope you're all enjoying your evenings. Hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving. Here with me tonight is Milkman via satellite link up. What's up, Milkman? How you doing, dude? Milkman is on mute. Let me take Milkman off the mute. Milkman, how you doing tonight?
Right here.
All right, good deal.
Hey, man. Hey, Marito. Okay, back, man.
Hey, stupid, how you doing?
Saturn attack laying over. Had me a big old trip to Turkey and bunch of good stuff. I'm happy now. I'm ready for a nap. But the madhouse has got me awake, baby.
Good deal.
Awesome, doing, too. Brother.
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a good Thanksgiving. We'll get to that in a moment. Also here, of course, is Tuck. Tuck from TuckerMike.com.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Look at this. Look at this, guys. I'm going to show you something. If you're looking, looking on camera right now, hold on. Let me put on the music right now. Right here? I don't know if you guys are looking on camera right here. Right now. I never had an ingrown hair after... My first ingrown hair ever from shaving, and I got
it. Oh, yeah, I see that.
Oh, my God, that thing was painful. I squoze, and Athena had to take the pliers to it. She had to take something to it.
Happy Thanksgiving
tweezers.
To you.
Now
yeah.
You got to get a pair of tweezers.
Yeah, DTT
tweezers,
has the same thing.
A needle.
DTT has a hair problem, apparently. Yeah, ingrown hair, I heard about them. I never got one before because I bought a cheap razor, and it screwed things up. And I have a cigar on the light, but I do not have a lighter.
Was that one time that KDK had an ingrown what anal hair or something?
He had a cyst on his ass or something, didn't he? He had something like that, like a cyst.
Like that, disgusting, man.
Something.
You have to bring up him, kids. It's a holiday.
Why bring things down? Why bring them up? God. Anyway, so I hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, I wasn't trying to bring things down. Anyway, moving right along.
We just, I just literally, I sat down to the computer here. I got home finally from Thanksgiving, from my second Thanksgiving dinner of the day, my second Thanksgiving appearance, and
whoa, check him out, knocking her baby.
And what happened? I almost didn't go on because I thought, man, it's late already, and I'm not ready. Made it home later than I thought I would, but I had enough time and I squoze it in.
You did say no show, and 2 seconds later, never mind, I'm sitting up.
Yeah, well, I honestly didn't think. I didn't think I could set everything up so quickly, but I'm such a professional that I was able to get it down. Yeah, so we traveled quite a bit.
Not so professional. Kicked in, man.
We spent the night last night at my
98.6.
I'll tell you what, Milkman and Tuck, I don't know if you've ever had this happen before, but we spent the night at my parents' house last night, and it's the first time that I ever shared a bed with Athena in my old bedroom, you know, that I grew up in. I grew up in his house, so, you know, we were...
Awesome.
So you know what?
A little fantasy work going on.
I'll tell you what, she's not listening now, but we played high school last night, man. It was fun. You missed that, Milkman. I'm sorry you missed it.
Oh,
it
was fun.
Yeah, man. Playing high school is fun. I was all about, hey, let's play high school.
The banana.
Yeah,
it's tutoring you.
It's quite. It was quite the fun, to be honest with you. You know, all guys have that. I don't know if all guys have that fantasy, but you know, I never. To be honest with you, I never ever hooked up with a girl. I don't think I ever hooked up with a girl at my parents. No, I did. I had a girlfriend that I took back to my parents' house a few times.
Oh my god!
And the play was
I got
considering
so
you
much trouble for that
me?
Shit. Girls screaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be quiet. So you got to be quiet and all that stuff. But it was.
Oh my God, my mom would get so fucking mad.
Why?
Well,
what's she gonna
do? Knew better than to try and break in because she knew I would go off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if she caught you with the other guys like that, you know, it's a good thing she never did because you'd be outed. And
hi.
Exactly. So that was that. I mean, it didn't happen on my parents' bed. I wasn't even about to do that nasty stuff. So, you know, that's that story. So, I hope, as I said, I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so you have to tell them to scoot over.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, move over, Mom. I'm trying to get laid over here. You got the nice bed on the water bed.
I'm in a bad mom.
Yeah. Someone was asking if I was drinking. No, I'm not. I drank. I had two beers throughout the whole day. I had a beer with my first dinner and my beer with my second dinner. That's it. Not into, not about to get pulled over on the one of the biggest nights for getting pulled over for DUIs.
Oh,
no, fuck that shit.
They want
to bury
you.
Yeah, and honestly, I have one empty beer here from yesterday. I don't have any beer in the house. I had a Natty Light left over from who knows when. It was in the fridge, and I grabbed it when I got home from work last night. And that's it. So no alcohol, nothing.
No.
Nothing. And I don't smoke pot anymore, or nothing like that.
I might have to get into here, a little something.
What are you going to get into? You're going to huff some paint over there, Milkman? I know you're into that. Lonesome Loser is checking in with some numbers
hell
here.
Oh, yeah.
Lonesome Loser.
I got a big bottle of sake, man. I'm going to heat up.
Oh, boy. That's awesome. Cool. You can put it in the microwave. Good deal. Sake.
You'll have hot sake. No, man. Right in boiling water. You'll have hot sake.
Yeah, of course.
It goes right to your head, man.
It's the only way to do it. You're going to have sake. You got to have it hot. Yeah, Lonesome Loser.
That's pretty hot, baby.
Lonesome Loser, you know, we were talking earlier. I wasn't sure about doing this show also because, you know, we're a prank call show, and how do you do prank calls to people, businesses, and stuff when it's Thanksgiving? They're all closed. But there are places that are open. We already have numbers here. He said it's a little more difficult tonight. He's not getting responses as he normally does. But definitely, we do have some people answering. So we got some prank calls we're going to do here tonight, everybody. We're excited about that. Starting out here with the Grouchy Chef. The Grouchy Chef.
That's what I'm talking about.
In Washington. We're going to call some homes today. So if you have anybody you know that you want us to prank call, we normally don't call individual numbers. We usually call businesses or things like that. We don't try to bother people at home. Excuse me. But if... if you do have someone you want us to call, do so.
England, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. Well, I don't have an international phone card, but if we do get one throughout the night, then we can call England. But if you have someone you want us to prank call for you tonight, let us know. We'll do that. We'll keep you anonymous, as always. We have Harry and Christina Drebin here, a foreign-sounding woman answer. That's here in Florida. We have Dioki Dubay in New York. We also have Goitri Dubay. And rounding things out here, we've got Bong Yul Ha. The last name is H-U-H. Bong Yul Ha.
Those are all good choices, and that, you know, really makes sense because they probably are not thinking about Thanksgiving. They might be, you know, thinking about chow mein, but...
Yeah. Sinsticks is talking about Call the Butterball Hotline. You know, I was talking to my friend about that Butterball Hotline.
Yeah,
you know,
50 people now, and they've outsourced it. You know,
have they really? Where they outsourced those to now? To China, to India?
Yeah.
Oh God!
I
really?
Heard it was India. Yeah, they were talking about it here on KFI.
Oh,
know,
that's
man.
Fucking horrible! Why would they do that? They don't know anything about that. Anyway, what I want to look up here, I don't know if they're open this late, but I did hear
they've got a rehearsed script.
Well, I don't know. We'll have we'll take a look. Maybe I'll be able to do that. If you want to send me a message, you can. My screen name, you can send it to me in the chat room.
Exactly.
You can also send me a message on Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is the screen name again for AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers. Be sure to get a hold of me over on the screen name Madhouse Radio. Also, if you are if you're on MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Again, that's madhouse@live.com. If you're on MSN Messenger, you can also join us here on the toll free line tonight. Milkman, what is that toll free line?
Hey, man, we do have a toll free line. That number is 888-227-8509. That's right. We got the dime. You just give us the time.
Right. So, again, that's 1-888-278-8509. That's our toll free line where you can reach us here tonight. I'm trying to get Mogulus to start recording. How do you do that? I hit a button that says record, and it just kind of sits here. It says record, and it says ready, but it doesn't record.
Mogulus.
Cue a video or camera to start recording. All right, well, we'll try cueing this again. Let's see, it's cued, and I do that, and it doesn't do it. Huh, that's interesting. It's not working. Give me a moment here. I want to make sure that I
destroy the earth.
Make sure that we record this shit. Hang on. Give me a second here. I gotta fix a damn camera now, motherfucker. So anyway, Tuck, what did you do? You went out for Thanksgiving yourself?
Yeah, kind of a sisters this year.
Okay.
Cool. One of the new things, she got a new house, so we drove out and did it there.
Okay, cool. Well, good. Good. Breaking in. Yeah, we went to the last dinner we just got. Well, the last dinner we just got back from was in a brand new house. So, you know, kind of celebrating their first Thanksgiving in their new house and shit like that. But I don't want to travel next year, man. I want people to come to my house next time. Yeah. I'm tired of this. Every year, I travel and this and that. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm used to people coming over here.
Yeah. That's more better.
It's a big deal when we have to go out to do it. Yeah,
it is a big deal. It's a big annoying deal when you have to do that. You know, driving and stuff. Anyway, we also have Batman Grain. They are answering. A redneck guy answered. Let's call the redneck guy at Batman Grain. Texas Farm. Someone find me that Butterball hotline number and call it. See if they're still answering. I don't know if they are. Let me know if they're still answering the line. Dude, what happened in Mumbai? What's this about? There's some terrorists in India? And they're all Pakistani? I was watching this morning, and my parents
are. Radical Pakis, they're trying to start a bunch of shit, and they've killed like over 138 people already.
Jeez.
DTT, he ought to fill us in on that.
Yeah, DTT knows. He's our Muslim correspondent. There's no DTT.
Exactly.
Why did this intifada start, and why are people angry at India? I know Pakistanis
why
always
so
got
much
bit.
Anger?
Dr. Gorilla says over 100 deaths, probably a couple hundred injured. I know a lot of shooting, a lot of blowing stuff up. Burning and stuff. It's not good. It's not good. And apparently a threat on the New York subway system. So if you're in New York, I would recommend you don't ride the subway because apparently the subway is full of crazy people. Crazier than normal. They're going to touch you on the subway bus. When you get in, they're going to touch your bags and touch your person.
Guy that took a shit inside the subway there in England. You know, he moved to New York, actually.
Oh,
and
God.
And he's behind that whole thing.
Yeah, that's the bomb. He's going to lay a turd in there. All right. Cool, guys. Let's do this prank call here. Let's do the first call of the night. This is going to be the Batman Grain in a Texas farm. A redneck man answered there about 6 minutes ago, so you should be still up here. Anybody, if you have any requests, as I said before, please feel free to shoot them in, and we'll go on from there. Hang on, folks, just a moment. You know what's funny? Just realized something. My phone card out of minutes. Got to buy more minutes, so we're gonna have to play a prank call in the meantime, and I got to find my wallet.
Oh dear.
You know what the deal is? They've got auto billing now with spoof card, but I still haven't set it up like a dumbass. So we're gonna have to find something to play. I don't think Hollywood. We had a good show here on Syndicate and on the Madhouse stream. Tuck, you were here for it on Monday. We're gonna start doing Monday morning shows now. We had a really good one last week. We did the rounds. We applied for jobs that were in the Sunday paper, stuff like that. Good time. If you missed it, it's already uploaded on the Madhouse Live website. Now, in the meantime, let me take a look here. Now, we did that one call. Tuck, you remember the last call of the day that we did to that retarded guy on the webcam that we could see?
Yeah.
Had him throw the phone in the trash can.
Trash trash can.
Yeah, the trash can guy. This goofy guy here, we had him on webcam. He was sitting at a diner. We asked to talk to him, had a weird conversation with him about having sex in a machine. And
you say those links to that cam, right?
Yes. Yes, I do have them captured. So we might make a video eventually with it all. But in the meantime, actually, it looks like Hollywood has uploaded a lot of content here. Hollywood, I think you have, haven't you there? You crazy monkey, you. Yeah, Vault is updated. Okay, cool. So we
crazy monkey.
All right, cool. Awesome. So we're going to play a prank call here while I get my phone card purchased. So we got summer telemarketer job. I think that's the one that I like. The Dead did a call here for a alarm company, which is pretty cool. Landscaping call. Those were average. Fax machine.
I love The Dead. He's great.
Yeah, we'll listen to that later here. Let's play the telemarketer job first. This is from our show on Thursday. We'll be doing another show on Thursday. I think we're going to start around... You want to start around 10 a.m.?
That was pretty fast on that Mogulus.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, cool. Yeah, man, working on it, man, working on it. All right, so the quotes on this is, Carlito's so excited about becoming a telemarketer that he just can't wait to get started. In fact, he wants to skip the hiring process and begin now. That's right. This is my tribute to telemarketing, I suppose. It's going to queue up in a second. We'll be playing that in a moment, folks. Listen to the song. We'll start playing that prank call. We'll be right back, and we'll prank call the redneck guy. Got it? Got it. Good, good.
Hello, am I speaking to a person? Hello?
Yes, you are speaking to a person.
Wonderful.
How can I help you?
I'm calling regarding your customer service rep job.
Okay, so currently what we have available that we are seeking are experienced telemarketers to handle our outbound sales calls on several different programs that we have.
All right.
Do you have any experience in that area?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I have 6 years experience in that, and I'm here to grab the tiger by the tail. You grab it by the belt loops and hump it into submission. Make those sales.
That sounds great. So what you can do is go into our Longwood location, fill out an application. We'll give you an on-site meeting with management. They'll go over your credentials and see what program works best with your experience.
Wonderful. I have wonderful credentials. I am guaranteed. Put me down for an interview and a job offer. I will have my pen ready to sign.
Okay, sir. You can go in for an interview between 9 to 1 or 2 to 4, Monday through Friday.
You don't understand. When I come in, I get that job.
You don't have any set appointment.
I get the job.
Come in between 9 to 1.
I get the job. I get the job. No matter what, I always get the job, baby. I grab the job by the belt, by the hips, and I put it right in it. Yeah! Damn it, that felt good.
Would you like our address?
Yeah, I'm gonna grab it. Mm. Come here, job. I've taken the job.
Would you like our address, sir?
Give me that job, yeah. Give it. Come
Hello?
On. Yeah, give me the job, yeah.
It's at 6 South Highway.
Let me put it in my GPS. Hang on. What is
it? Are you taking down the address?
454.
Hello?
454 Southwest 7. Oh, I got it.
Okay, and that's it.
Where is it at? Please confirm.
It's come in between 9 to 1 and 2 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Hang on, so I have you down for a job offer 9 to 1 and 2 to 4, Monday through Friday? Great.
Yes, sir.
That's excellent.
Sir.
So that's I'll take those hours. I can absolutely work that schedule. That's fine.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll see you when you come in,
so
okay?
Do I have to bring a copy of my driver's license and social security number?
You'll only need that once they hire you, sir. Just come in and fill out the application.
You just made me the offer, 9 to 1 and 1 to 4. You said that was my shift.
9 to 1 and 2 to 4, come in for the to fill out the application. Okay,
I can work that. That's fine. I'll take the offer from 9 to 1 and 2
fine,
to 4.
Sir. Just please come in and fill out the application during those hours, sir.
Is that
we'll
Monday
through?
We'll
be glad to interview you between those hours.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, sir.
Do you have a shift differential? Can we change it for a different time?
Sir, then you can find out about all that once you come in and fill out the application and meet with management, okay?
What if I come in at 1 o'clock? Can I leave at 10 instead?
Well, sir, if you come in at 1 o'clock, you will not have an interview. The interviews are from 9 to 1 to 2 to 4. Okay?
I don't understand.
9 to 1 and 2 to 4.
But I want to change for the second shift. I want a second shift job! Please.
To place a call, press 1. To
look desperate. It's so desperate out there right now with the jobs, man. That felt good to do. Oh, my God.
Wow. Jeez. The phone has that weird smell again.
Got grain.
Hey there, buddy. How many grains do you have available right now?
A lot of them.
That's good. Can you put me in order for about 2 pounds of your...
During the recent screening, I noticed an issue regarding your account.
Fuck.
For your protection, please have your PIN ready and contact our customer service.
Fucking asshole, motherfucking piece of shit,
fucking
motherfucker.
Fucking shit, fucking shit.
Douchebag, fucking assholes.
You got fucking screened, yo.
I don't know what always happens. I'm going to call tomorrow, if they're even open tomorrow, and they're going to tell me, I don't know why you're flagged. I just unflagged your account. Shouldn't happen ever again. And sure enough, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to get flagged again for no fucking reason. God damn it, that sucks. They got this... I don't understand what this screening... They have this whole... I just bought the phone card now, right? They had a whole new verification process with Visa. And they're still going to cut me off for extra screening. Why do they always do that? Damn it, man. Pisses me off. So now what do we do? Anybody want to help out? Let's try to call the Butterball line.
No.
Let's see if the Butterball line's open. Hang on, I misdialed it. Let's see what it is.
We're sorry. Good telephone company.
Shut up. 1-800-BUTTERBALL. B-U-T-T-E-R-B.
There's extra numbers, so it
didn't
work.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
See, they're open still.
Our home economists are not in the office at this time. Please call back Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Stay on the line.
Stay on line for what? Leave a message about what? About my turkey? Bullshit. I guess it is too late, right, for people to be sitting there taking calls about turkey dinners. Well, that is great.
Of all time. You're too busy for that.
Hollywood's asking, I didn't use all your time, no, Hollywood. Not sure. Give me the pin again. If you want to let us use it, sure, I can do that. That's something we can do.
Great.
All right, cool. See, it's got 10 minutes right now. Crazy fucker. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you, sir?
Hello?
Hey, bastard. How you doing?
Yeah, hello there, man. I call you up to, I know you respect this fucking bullshit there with Thanksgiving and all that fucking bullshit, right?
You think it's a conspiracy also, like everything else?
Well, it's not a conspiracy, brother. It's just what you think it is, you know? It's like whatever credence you give to it, you know?
So what did you do today? Did you eat food? I mean, of course you ate food.
No, I haven't ate food today, you know? I'm so fucking depressed. I've been drinking beer all day there, you know?
What's wrong with you? Because
last week you said I was a fucking Republican. And that kind of fucking hurt my spirit.
I'm sorry.
I thought that I was the last guy you'd ever think was a fucking Republican.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I mean, that was a low blow. I'm sorry.
A low blow there, dude.
All right, man. I won't let that happen again. And we know you're not a Republican or a Democrat. You're something else.
Well, no. I'm a U.S. American citizen there that got a lot of... You know, hey, brother, you don't even know me, do you? You don't even fucking know me, do you?
No, not really. Well, what about your prison time? We've talked about people asking for you to tell us about your prison time. We've talked about that before. You were in there with Suge Knight.
I was in prison with Charlie Manson's family.
Okay.
And people that millionaires. That were convicted of murder, you know, millionaires, dude. I've been locked up, man. Get over that fascination with being locked up in prison and shit.
All right. Well, no, it's what the people are asking. Was it federal or state?
It was state.
Yeah, because you were
California, dude. I never had a fucking misdemeanor before I fucking started speaking the truth out against the fucking motherfuckers that controlling the state of California there, right, where
so
I live, you know.
So what did you do? Did you threaten? Did you make a threat about
the time?
Did you make a threat about the governor or something like that? What happened?
The governor?
Yeah, what'd you do?
The governor of California is a fucking Nazi piece of shit. Okay. He never bothered me, man, you know.
All right. So what happened? You've never mentioned before what you got popped for. What did you get your first time?
Well, actually, dude, I didn't even have a fucking misdemeanor conviction until I started speaking out against the fucking fascist police coming down on my property that I legally owned and pointing guns in my face. And
why would they come down? What, who called the cops on you, or what was the deal?
Well, it was you ever heard of campaign against marijuana planters?
I've heard of such a thing. I can imagine what
they're doing. Yeah, well, they're federally funded pieces of fucking shit, parasites that are feeding off of us American people in this country, and they get big money there from, they do not want people to smoke marijuana or grow hemp or anything. They're the filthy pieces of shit that is in office in the presidency of the United States right now, the filthy fucking pieces of fucking shit.
All right, so you were growing weed, and you got...
No, I wasn't growing weed, dude. Right. I wasn't growing the weed. They come down on me. They come down on me with a helicopter, and I wasn't growing no weed.
Was it a black helicopter?
It was a fucking green helicopter there, motherfucker. You want to know the name of the motherfucker that was driving the helicopter?
Well, you know, they say the black helicopters, you know, unmarked black helicopters.
Okay, here's the bottom line. Is they come and stuck guns in my fucking face.
When?
They didn't find anything illegal, and they told me that if I knew it was good for me, I'd better forget they was ever there, right?
That's the truth.
Well, I said, fuck you, motherfucker. I said, you can't come on my fucking land and stick guns in my fucking face and then tell me that you wasn't even fucking here.
Well, it's eminent domain. I mean, they have the right to come on your property.
Who's they? Who's they?
The federal government fuckers that you say talk about.
Well,
the,
dude, are you a federal government motherfucker?
I've been kind of having an affair with a federal girl.
Oh, so you think you got a right to go on somebody else's land and stick guns in their face?
Well, not stick guns in their face, but you can threaten them a little bit and, you know, go into their house and stuff like that.
Oh, you think you can go into somebody's house?
Well, if they're, I mean, depends on what color their skin is. I mean, you're like dark skinned, right?
Dude, I think you're pranking me right now.
You
think,
Republicans,
I think
you're always
going to fall for your bullshit, right?
You Republicans with your all my rights.
Hey, if I'm a Republican, where's my $100 million in my bank account there, brother?
All right, so here.
Where's my $100 million in the bank account?
I know. I'm just messing with you, man. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, and I'm messing with you.
So tell me, so they landed, a green helicopter came out, and some CIA people, I mean, were they Hispanic-looking, or what race were they?
Were they
Americans? You think
it was a white piece of shit. And,
okay.
He lives about 50 miles north of me.
All right. So
it's like he's still alive. And
so did you have
like all my enemies are still alive? But anyway, brother, that's
did
not
you have
what
a,
I call
did you have a lot of acres?
About.
Was it like a lot of land that you had that they suspected you were growing the weed?
Well, actually, I owned fucking 5 acres of land.
Okay.
And it's like that I legally mine. They stole from me and put me in prison 7 years and 8 months, dude. And then you won't think it's funny when it happens to you, you know?
I know.
But you're already a fucking slave of that shit, right? You support their Obama and Bush, right? You support the authorities, right? You support authorities.
Look, to be honest with you, as long as they're picking up the trash on time and keeping, crazy
what
people
What do you consider trash? You
oh, my garbage.
Like,
my refuse.
Your refuse, huh?
Yeah, what I refuse.
What do you refuse there? What are you talking about?
You know, like, let's see.
Well, as long as you can go down to your local supermarket and buy your your false fucking protein and shit and your food and shit, you think that you're free? You think you're a free fucking motherfucker? Hey, you're a veteran, aren't you? You was in the military, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was. I was on the 82nd Airborne, yes, sir.
Well, okay, in my opinion, man, you're a piece of fucking shit, man.
Oh.
You should go to Iraq and come back in a fucking sack.
That's mad.
You should go to Iraq and come back in a fucking sack.
I almost did.
You should. You should.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to turn my country into Iraq there, motherfucker.
Maybe I do. You know, I wish I had.
I'm sorry there. Your nigger Obama might give you millions of dollars, but brother, you ain't going to turn my country into Iraq.
You know what?
You piece of shit.
If I was still
piece of fucking shit.
If I was still in the airborne, I would fly a helicopter over your house, and I would jump out of the helicopter and let the helicopter like crash into your house.
You know what, dude?
Then I will come in.
I don't even own a house, dude. I don't even have a house.
Where do you live?
If you was to do that, I would crash your fucking helicopter there, dude. I would crash your fucking helicopter before you could get within fucking 5 miles of my house.
Not before I
got friends out there, man.
Not before I pushed you out with the helicopter first.
You're Carlito there, right?
Yeah.
You're like a real American there, right? You support all the death and destruction in Iraq. You're a real American.
All right, crazy fucker.
Aren't you? You're a real American. Well, I say this, Carlito. Hey, I'll tell you this, buddy.
All right, buddy. What's that?
All right, I'll tell you this. There. Right. Did you eat some turkey today?
I had a little bit, not much. I'm not a big fan of turkey.
You know what I pray? You know, every day I pray that I pray that George Bush and Barack Obama eats turkey today and dies of toxic turkey syndrome.
Toxic turkey syndrome. I got to let
I pray that every day
that
George Bush and all his... There's probably 25% of the people in this country that need to be murdered, and they're called the Corporation War Profiteers Defense Contractors. Yes, they're the parasites that feed off of the American people. They're the pieces of fucking excrement that wear three-piece business suits and think they own it all. Oh, hey, Carlito, before we go there, are you aware that, hey, Carlito, are you still with me?
Here, yeah.
Okay, are you aware that the bankers that picked up their welfare checks for $155 billion, they flew their private Gulfstream airplanes there for their conclave there?
Yeah, they should have, you know what, honestly, they should have flown it right into your house.
They what?
They should have flown into your house in the helicopter and then arrested you again.
Republican.
Oh, no, actually, sir,
yeah.
I'm arrest proof there, brother, because I'm not even here. When the pigs knock on the door, I'm not even here, brother.
All right.
That's right, man. I'm up there, man. I tell you what, hey, you keep sucking their cock there, brother.
All right.
Suck Obama's cock, right?
All right.
You're a cocksucker Obama fucking faggot, right? Hey, I'll tell you what there, brother. Don't expect me to, when you're falling apart and all your fucking bullshit's falling apart, don't expect me to fucking, pick you up there, brother.
Well, that's messed up. All right, crazy fucker, you have a
all right,
night,
brother.
Man.
You should take over for Howard Stern's that dirty fucking Jew faggot.
All
you
right.
should take over for Howard Stern's that Jew faggot.
All right, man. Take care. Jesus Christ. I mean, I can understand the Jew part, but not the faggot part. And obviously, the guy's married.
Another Republican for you.
Crazy fucker, everyone.
So let's get
Republican attitude.
I want to get this right. Crazy fucker was in his house, and a green helicopter landed, and some guy came out and pointed a gun in his face and said if he knew what was good for him, it never happened. And then he got arrested somehow. One day we'll get to the bottom of that story, but so far that's our investigation as to why Crazy Fucker was in jail with Shook Knight.
Well, part of the story was, dude, he was on Art Bell cussing and carrying on with, like, politicians and stuff. I actually remember hearing him on Art Bell in the old days.
Yeah, Andy.
I never knew that he got arrested for all that.
So is that what it was? I think. You think that's what it was?
I heard him on Art Bell.
Because, you know, I remember Andy, our old co-host here.
I know that's what he said it was.
Yeah.
I remember him being on Art Bell. He used to call in with some crazy shit.
So you think he got in trouble for calling Art Bell so much? Dude, we better watch out, because next thing we know. He must have made some kind of threat.
He was talking about a bunch of politicians and making a bunch of shit on the air, and he got popped for that. It's a story that he told a while back.
Oh,
that's what I was hoping. If we talk about Art Bell, we'd hear about it again next time.
Yeah.
Bring up Art Bell show.
Yeah, well, that maybe that's what it was. That's true. He did say he did used to make several appearances on the Coast to Coast. What is it called? Coast to Coast FM. With
he would call crazy shit. Yeah, it used to be Coast to Coast AM, but it was with Art Bell, not George Norrie.
Right.
I've been listening for years.
I've caught it here and there. He doesn't host that show anymore, doesn't he? Doesn't someone else host it now for him or something?
No, George Norrie. Somebody else does it. He only comes in on weekends or special occasions.
I was listening for like a week or so, and he came on once. He's like, "Yeah, I have to quit the show. I can't tell you why. Some people visited me, but I have to quit the show." I'm like, "Wow, what the fuck's that?" And then he came back, and he's like, "Oh, I don't have to quit the show."
Every 6 months,
he says that.
I think that crazy fucker had called him up and threatened him.
Probably.
He would quit the show every 6 months.
So what's Art Bell's deal? He believes in aliens and stuff, to extraterrestrial cover-ups and things of that nature? Is that what it is?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't think it's so much he believes in it. He gets people talking about it, and it's funny, because then he'll get people saying all kinds of crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really like taking an opinion, you know. He just kind of like lets them talk. That makes some good entertaining listening, hearing the crackpots going on all night.
Good deal. Okay, well, that was Crazy Fucker. We love him. You know, he's crazy, and he's been kind of, kind of depressed, and even said to himself, "I'm kind of worried about you, Crazy Fucker." So if you're listening still, man, I'm messing with you.
Republican presidency back.
Exactly.
He's upset. George Bush is going away.
Yeah, that's right. And because John McCain didn't win. He's obviously a Republican who's upset. And you guys need to just chill out about that kind of stuff. Okay. So look, we got a lot of numbers here to call. Denny's Restaurant. We got the White Mountain Apache Tribe. That's right. Casinos are open. What else is open today? What's open today? Gas stations. You got Denny's is open, right? For sure. You got some casinos open, I'm sure, here as well.
Yeah, 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
Walmart's
open. Yeah, I went to a Denny's once on Thanksgiving late, and it was packed, like packed. Every single seat, there was a wait to get in. Went in there, and I waited about 15 minutes, finally got the waitress. She brought our drinks out, waited another 20 minutes, and she still hadn't come out with our food order. We just left. We're like, fuck this. We didn't pay for the drinks. I was like, fuck that shit. Yeah, they weren't expecting that big of a crowd. All right, so we're gonna call Denny's in a moment here. We were trying to call the grain place, but it got shut off. Lonesome Loser is confirming away. Hollywood Vanya has sent in a number, a phone card that is, so we can use. So we're good to go for the night. And in the meantime, let me play this prank call. It's called Fax Machine. Hollywood says it's good. Okay, you got it? Got it, good. It'll start playing any second now, the bastard.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. How are you doing? I'd like to make an appointment machine for a application and a instrumental vision of the in interview.
And your name is?
This is Ralph Littlejohn, and I have 4 years' experience, and I'll be an asset to your organization.
What you're going to have to do is...
fill out an application. I got my pen right here in my hand. I got my pen. Where do I come?
Excuse me.
Why do you keep interrupting me?
Because you keep interrupting me.
I'm sorry. Please don't write down bad thing on my application because I did that.
What you need to do is get together your a resume.
Yeah.
And fax it down to our corporate office.
What's the fax
machine?
We'll
take a look at it and see if see that we might be able to help you.
Okay.
But this is an agency. I will let you know that if we decide that we can help you, there is a charge of $295.
Well, maybe we can negotiate. We can negotiate. $295 to get a job. What are you fucking nuts?
It's on Denny's on Half Bows. Beth speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Beth. How you doing, big girl?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I want you to make an order here for me. You got stuff to write things down. I'm going to make an order here. I'm on the toilet. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me know when you're ready.
All right. I feel ready.
You're a smart ass. You know what's funny is that you're working at Thanksgiving and I'm not.
Oh, so passive aggressive.
I'm just
go food because I know you've been missing Denny's all day.
No, not really. I'm calling because the only place is open in this godforsaken town, and my wife messed up the turkey and I kicked her out of the house.
Well, good. I'm glad you put her in her place.
But you know why? Maybe I'm a little upset, but all you women deserve to be working in the kitchen on Thanksgiving. She's so lazy.
That's quite a statement, really. What can I get for you?
Have you been cleaning good the place today?
Been scrubbing diligently.
Good, good. And do you take care of your man also on the lunch break?
Well, we don't get lunch breaks, us women. We just work straight through.
No, but you need to have a sexual break to satisfy the men with your hand or your mouth, preferably. Not your vagina, because your vagina probably smells because you've been working all day on Thanksgiving. It's sad.
Very nice.
It's sad. When are you going to move up in the industry where you get today off?
I'm not quite sure. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year? Okay. All right, well, I don't know where else to go with this. Write down my order, please.
What can I get for you?
I would like, let's see here, I need turkey of some sort. What kind of turkey do you have there?
We have a turkey dinner.
Shut up. Don't be a smartass. Seriously, what kind of turkey do you have?
I'm not really sure what kind of turkey it is.
They have butter bowl?
No, it's something else. In fact, let me get somebody else to take care of it.
It's better be a man, not a woman.
Okay, 1 second, sir.
All right.
Do they serve Masterson's brand turkey?
Maybe she's just gonna leave us on hold forever and not come back to the phone. Alright, let's keep her in the background and see if she does come back with somebody. Put the rest of this prank call on me now.
Tense for some reason.
I don't know. You think she's pissed off that she has to work today? She probably is. I'd be pissed off. I'm pissed off I gotta work tomorrow. That fucking sucks. It's bullshit.
She's kinda pissed off that she didn't get a break to give her man a BJ.
That's what it was right there. What is this? This phone smells like fucking...
Hello?
Excuse me?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Can I help you?
I specifically ordered that lady to put a man on the phone, not a woman.
I'm the manager. Maybe she thought you wanted the manager.
No, I said a man. I don't speak to women on the phone.
Well, I'm sorry. There are no men here.
Well, I think that's your problem. I think you're always supposed to have a man on staff. Who makes the decisions there at this time?
Actually, we have men on our staff, but the man that I have on staff right now wouldn't understand you.
Why? Why is that? Because he's Hispanic?
No, because he doesn't hear very well.
Well, I can talk to him. I'd rather talk to a man because, I mean, you can't make decisions. You know, you don't have a lot of power and stuff.
I'm a manager.
But there's no woman in manager. You know? It's like a manager. Because it's like a paper title you have, basically. Because we're all... I mean, they gave you the title.
If you're going to discriminate against women, then we can't help you anyways because Denny's does not discriminate and we don't encourage it in other people. So you might want to try some other place that doesn't...
Bull crap. In 1995, you people discriminated against two Secret Service agents who were African American.
To place a call, press 1. To listen
they
to your recorded
too.
Call.
Fucking bastards. I know, they did. You remember that? Those two Secret Service agents that were black, that they made them wait like 2 hours for their food? I remember that. They had a whole big shitstorm they having back then.
That was the famous black and brown incident.
Mama, what's black and brown? What are you talking about? Okay. All right, hang on. Let's...
Joe Black and Charlie Brown.
All right. Let's listen to the rest of that fax machine prank call. It's just getting hot. I'm going to put it back a little bit here for those of you who are just turning in.
We can help you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a charge of $295.
Well, maybe we can negotiate. We can negotiate. I can negotiate. I'm an airline pilot. I can pay that machine. What's the fax number, damn it?
It's 888-872.
Okay, and do I hit pound after that?
No, just fax it down to the corporate office.
Okay, you ready for the fax?
I get it.
Are you ready for it?
Pardon me?
Are you ready for the fax?
No, corporate office is important.
Well, I just dialed the number now, so I'm ready to hit send.
Well, Scott tracks it down there.
Did you get it?
It goes to Fort Lauderdale. Why would I get it?
I just faxed it. Do I need to fax it again to Fort Lauderdale?
That's where you just faxed it to, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, let me redial it. Okay, and then send. All right, did it go through?
Sir, I don't know. I'm not in Fort Lauderdale.
Can you put me on hold and talk to the Fort Lauderdale fax department?
Unbelievable. Fax it down there when they
get
it.
I'll give you a... Look, woman, I will give you the check when I come in. It's not about the money.
What is it about jobs where they want you to... You know, who the hell would... Anybody, and not to sound like an asshole, but if you call in for a job, you know, interview, to get an interview, and they're telling you, oh, you got to pay $200 to come in. Like, fuck you. What the hell? Unless you're giving me some kind of...
$295.
Yeah.
You got to be fucking nuts.
$295 to get it. That's like, you know, give us a down payment on your first... We want you to secure, you know, pay for your first month of you know, of salary or your first week of pay. We'll just give it back to you and fire you the next week. That's something. Carly, the women hater calls. Great pranks. Keep going. Good shit. Thanks, John Rica. Love it. Good deal. What are you wearing over there, John Rica? What's going on? Nice smile. All right, lady. She's got some kind of red blouse kind of thing. She's throwing up
too
stuff.
Too much top.
Yep. All right, cool. Let's continue. Whoa, look at that cleavage. That's what I'm talking about. Gotta get out of this itty-bitty titty committee over here in my house. You know what I mean? All right, so we got more numbers here. We got the Circle K Restaurant Stores, Inc. All right, good deal. Liberty Market's checking in here as well. We had fun with Denny's just a moment ago. Let's call for that grain. I said we go ahead and go against the grain, you know what I'm saying? Look at DTT's chiming in about the legs also. DTT's a big leg fan, you know. He likes the dark meat. Darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Had a good idea for that Denny's. I'm going to call him back. Hey, what's going on? Is this the Circle K?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, guys, you guys got napkins in there?
What do you mean?
I made a big... You know when you get the... Wow. Wow. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah, I made a big sopping mess over here. We need one of those heavy-duty napkin things.
We got napkins, but...
Yeah, how many napkins can you... Can you break me off some napkins over there from the hot dog tray?
Yeah, you
can. I mean, I'm not going to be making any purchases. I'm just coming in for napkins and, like, a cup of ice or something. I ain't paying enough. I just need a favor, man. It's Thanksgiving. You can break it off. That's all there is to it, kid.
Well, you're going to have to pay for the cup of ice.
What about the napkins? Can I get some napkins and mustard?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to charge me for the mustard, too?
No.
All right, what else can I get on the lift?
What do you mean?
You got water there, right?
Yeah.
You got any free water?
No.
Come on, man.
I don't know if you get it out the toilet.
What, are you disgusting or something? You want me to drink out of the toilet now?
No.
What, are you sick, kid? What's your problem? I need water. You gotta get. You're supposed to get. You ever heard of the Good Samaritan law? If a man needs water, you're obligated to give him a bottle of water. That's all it is. So I need you to set aside a bag. I need you to put in like a good fistful of those napkins, some mustard packets, and a gallon of water, or your cheapest spring water. You heard me? Hello?
Yeah, I heard you, but I'm not going to go do that.
But I expect, can you just leave it outside the door? I don't really want to walk inside with those dirty people that are in there. How many people? Is there a lot of people there today?
Yeah.
They're probably dirty, right? Dirty looking people? They don't have any family and stuff?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. So come on, just give me some water and some mustard packets. Hey. Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Chief. You're bringing me down, okay? I need you to perk up just a little bit here so we can get some excitement on the phone. You understand?
I gotta go.
I've got advertisers. Bye, sir. Bye. Whatever, that guy sounds like a fucking loser.
Shut up, stupid. I'll go over there and punch him right in the cock. What he needs. That was a stupid prank call. Thanks, everyone, for that. Thank you, whoever sent the... Who sent in the number in? DTT. Good work, DTT, you bastard. Send in a bum number. No, seriously, that was a bad prank. I'm on. Look at that, man. Milkman. I haven't seen this movie in a long time. Porky's. We got a restaurant called Porky's open right now in Arlington, Washington.
That's a classic, man.
Porky's, man. Hell
awesome.
Yeah. Porky's. Good movie. Let's call back to Denny's.
I hope the sheriff stops by.
Let's call Denny's back here, folks. If you want to call in, the toll-free line is open. It is 1-888-278-8509. 1-888-278-8509. That's where you call us. DTT wants to call in, but he's tired of shit. I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Big happy Thanksgiving. Earth Dog.
Earth Dog checking in. I haven't seen him in a while on Thursday night.
Good evening, Denny's Restaurant. This is Maria. Can I help you?
Maria, hi. I just want to apologize if I was rude to you before. I understand you're probably menstruating and I probably just made you upset. So I can make an exception, maybe talk to you right now.
Are you the person that talked to me earlier and that I hung up on?
Well, because you were menstruating, you got upset and you got angry and you hung up? Yeah, that's me.
No, it wasn't that I got angry. I hung up because we don't allow...
Because you're menstruating. It's okay if you're menstruating. It's, I mean, as long as you watch...
She's menstrual. Oh, God.
The tracking bear?
Attracting bears over there, folks. Any women listening to show menstruating, type a 1 in the chat room right now. Let us know, please. Warn us before we start trying to make moves. Hollywood's menstruating. All right, Chuck Blitz. John Rick is menstruating 8 times. Jesus Christ, woman. Get a tampon up in that. They got pills for that now, you know? God damn. They got a pill right now. They instead of having a period once a month, they have like 4 periods a year, but they're huge. Watch out. All right, so let's continue moving on here. We've got more circle, another Circle K here we can hit. We got another Denny's also here we can hit as well if we want. We got the White Mountain Apache Tribe Casino. I would like to call that Milkman. You've got one of your favorite pranks is to a casino. You remember that? Maybe we'll play that.
Yes, absolutely, man.
Maybe we'll play that right before or right after. Hollywood, what's up, man?
That'd be awesome, dude.
Dude, so you're menstruating tonight, huh?
I am.
That's not natural, man. That is not natural, my friend.
There is nothing natural about me to begin with.
Of course, God. A man named Hollywood Vagina. How you been? How was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was fine.
Good. It's fine. Okay.
I'm like you. I have to work tomorrow too. So.
Yeah, it sucks. They better let us go early. They said we're gonna call it as we see it tomorrow.
I have to work till midnight.
Oh man, but are you doing the Blockbuster thing tomorrow too?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be packed. There must be hell right there in Blockbuster right now. Matter of fact, at least you had today off. I think you did. Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Blockbuster last Thanksgiving. There was like nothing on the shelves.
Yeah.
Empty. Yeah.
Yeah, we're having Black Friday tomorrow, so we're opening up at 8 a.m.
What do people actually want to go in there and buy? What are they going to buy, videos?
Yeah. Oh, dude, we started carrying those TVs this year. Flat screen TVs, HDTVs, systems, and I mean, we got everything in there now. I mean, we're like a Sam's Warehouse in a McDonald's-sized building.
That, you know, no offense, I know you work for them, I know you're probably not too loyal to them, but this is where companies start fucking up. When they can
kiss me, I'm telling you. I'm sick of it.
They're losing their focus. Now we're going to start selling TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
It made sense. I remember, back in the day, Blockbuster, they started, matter of fact, yeah, the last time I did go to Blockbuster was last Thanksgiving, and they had, like, surround sound in there for sale.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this Blockbuster? Just rent the movie, sell a movie here and there, maybe sell the game systems. That might make sense, you know, and the accessories, but how are they going to be selling TVs for? That doesn't make any sense.
Trust me, I've read a bunch of their emails they're sending out, and they're fixing to go in a completely different direction too.
Oh,
they're going to set it to where for like $99 you can buy 30 or 25 movies and you download them straight to your computer.
Really?
and you can watch them anywhere in your house, or you can download it straight to your TV.
Well, can you burn them? Can you burn them legally and stuff?
No,
I see.
Don't do that.
Bullshit.
But you can actually pause it in one room, go to another room, and start watching it where you paused it. Or if your kids are watching a movie, you can pause it there and go to, like, your van and pick it up there.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah, the technology is here, man. But
yeah. Here's another question for you. How does Radio Shack stay in business?
They sell batteries.
Is that at all? Do you think they're just making batteries and adapters? I really think that's all it is.
Anything that Walmart didn't have, they'll have as far as electronics.
Yeah, that's true.
Accessories.
Yeah, because I went there. Actually, I got a bag right here next to me from Radio Shack. I had to buy a soldering iron for my class.
And
I mean, where else am I going to go to buy that shit except for Radio Shack? Bought a soldering iron and some adapters and some solder. And all that stuff. I guess you can't. But I don't know how they can stay in business just with that. I mean, they have like TVs in there. I don't know anybody who's ever said, "Yeah, I went to Radio Shack to buy my new TV." Never heard anybody say that. I never heard anybody say they went to Radio Shack to buy their surround sound system or their computer. It's doesn't make sense to me. All I go in there is for cables and adapters for the show and stuff like that. That's all. Whatever. But they're everywhere too. It's not like there are only a few of them. They're like in every. I don't know. They've expanded. They're everywhere. Never anybody in there. I don't understand it. All right. I'm looking at these calls here. What's another good one you said? We did the fax machine. We did... The good one was the trash.
The Dead's one.
The Dead? Was the Dead's good? Security alarm company by the Dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good because you hear the Dead with his voice as it is trying to apply for a job. I tried to sell the alarm system. So basically, alarm system said alarm. The Dead says that he got in trouble for selling an alarm system to a woman because he told her that a child molester moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I guess that's the premise of the call. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
he always does something original.
All right. Who do you want to call now? Keep in mind, it's Slim Pickens. We got a lot of numbers, but nothing too crazy. We got Porky's. Came in. Liberty Market is here here as well. Again, a girl named Katie answered there. I don't know if that's a restaurant or what. We've got another Denny's. We've got a casino here. We got Batman Grain that we tried to call earlier that cut off. We got a Chinese restaurant open here. I know you love those.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got some individual people here as well. So.
Well, maybe we can call a Chinese restaurant, see if we can get some turkey fried rice.
All right, turkey fried rice, that sounds good. Hey, you know what? That sounds good, as in I would like to try that one day. Interesting. All right, so this is the Kung Ho cuisine of China.
Kung Ho.
They are from China, there's no joke. It's not like, New York style, nothing. It's from China. And they're in Bellevue, Washington. I'll send you the details in case you need them during your prank call. If you're in front of the chat thing, there you go. All right, everybody, hang on. Chinese restaurant coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Where that can help you?
Hey, Mr. Dean, I've been working for ATD for a number of years as a sales rep, right? And I think I'm gonna leave the company, and I wanna work for you now. So, is it a good time? Hello?
Say that again.
I've been working for ADD for a number of years and, selling alarms.
Hello, come on. Oh, yes. Can I place an order, please, to be picked up?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want to place an order, please, ma'am. El Comprende, Deja Vu. You hear me?
Can I hear you?
Okay, open your ears then, jackass. Let me hear. Listen to me. I want to place an order to pick up. El Comprende. You understand Spanish?
No, we don't have it. We closed already.
Okay, can I place an order for tomorrow then?
For tomorrow morning?
Yeah, what size are your boobies, baby?
Oh, sorry, we closed already. You order tomorrow. Can you call me tomorrow morning?
Well, I could do that, but what size are your boobies? And are you menstruating right now?
Sorry,
hello.
I don't understand you. Okay, sorry, bye-bye.
Hey, ma'am.
What a bitch. I guess she is menstruating. She's embarrassed about
it. To place a call, press 1. To listen...
Let's clear that. Oh, man. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I love those girls. They're nice and polite. There's a Chinese restaurant here around the corner from my house. The girl there, she's always so nice and polite. She's kind of cute, too. She was pregnant once. So I was like, you know.
She was pregnant once?
Yeah, she's pregnant once, so you know she's sexually active.
Yeah.
And you know, she menstruates sometimes. Sometimes you she does. Know. You never know. You got to watch out for that menstruating stuff, man. Big surprise. All right. Okay, so the coffee gallery just came in as well.
Okay.
That one's in Hialeah, Hawaii. That's the right way to say it, too, Hawaii. Also, Blackbeard's Family Entertainment. I know we've talked to them before. Very cool place. Dial 0, and we can talk to a woman there. Awesome. Good deal. So I could take the next one, unless you do want to call Denny's for any reason. Would you like to speak to them?
We can do whatever we want. We can tag team if you want to.
Tag team.
Yeah.
In the house.
Tag teams are always fun.
That's right. All right. I sent you the details for a new Denny's, not the one that we called earlier.
Okay.
DTD says, call a store. They are open. Yo, Carlito, call a store. They are open. Call a store. All right. Guys, we're going to call a store. Hang on. I'm kidding with you. Keep listening, brother. And, hey, Hollywood, thanks. Not only thanks for the pranks, for the help here. Thanks for the phone card, dude. You're saving us again. Because for some reason, spoof card, you know, hates me.
I know. They're jacking around again.
I don't know. Need an alternative here. Are you playing with your cards in the background again?
Yes.
All right, sounds like you're doing lines again. It's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keep doing that. Reclute over there. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes, well, ma'am, is Jerry there, please?
Yes, come on, please.
Thank you.
During a recent screening, we noticed an issue reported. For your protection, please have your pin ready.
No, I think I used the wrong one. Yeah, I hit the wrong button.
Fucking weedy fucking douchebag.
Whoops. No, that's my fault, Milkman. I hit the wrong button. I've got them on both on speed dial, and I hit the wrong one. Force of habit. Let me block that. Let me get some staples here.
They're still douchebags.
Yeah, they're still douchebags. That's right.
Tape it down.
I'm just going to put something over it so I don't do that again, because I did this last time like a dumbass. So we'll have to apologize to her for calling her an accident, or hanging up on accident. Cool. Does anybody out there, can anybody recommend a Bluetooth headset? I purchased one recently, but I would like to upgrade. Anybody ever try those stereo Bluetooth headsets? The ones are actual, you know. Booyah says Jawbone.
Nah, man, I don't want one, too. Dude, I got this endurance-proof one, this waterproof one, man, from Plantronics.
Right.
And it's, like, covered with rubber and shit. And this thing really is nice.
Okay. Rubber.
You can't even tell I'm talking on one.
Okay, well, I can. Hang on.
Yeah, it's waterproof, too.
Waterproof Bluetooth. That's good in case you get, in case you fall into a river and you're going to drown unless your Bluetooth is safe.
Or you get into some hot and
well,
heavy,
or if it's raining, or worse yet, if you sweat.
Sweating on it.
Hey, could you make a phone call underwater with a Bluetooth headset? Think about it.
Yeah,
it could come in handy, guys.
That's good.
Yeah. Manicana says, I got the Bluetooth in my car and it sucks. You know, I was going to get this when I bought my new car. I got my 2009 Civic. I had the option of getting the upgraded model with the Bluetooth in it. I kind of wanted to do it. It would have been really cool. Because I think you could actually give it commands, like to change the station and all this and that. Right from the Bluetooth headset would have been cool. But it's, you know, I don't know. It takes up a lot of energy, like a lot of juice. It kills the battery when you're using those Bluetooth headsets, man. It's just such a waste. I don't have time for that. All right, let's try to call Denny's back. I promise I will use the right pin this time, man.
Cool.
All right, hang on, dude. Hang on, everybody else. Don't go anywhere, kids. Oh, hang on. Let's play the rest of the dead call while we're doing that.
Systems and stuff. And I think I'm going to leave the company.
All right, hold on 1 second. You need to speak to this other person. Tell him.
All right, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I talking to the same person?
No, this is Mr. Dean.
You're disguising your voice.
No. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I've been working for ADT for a number of years, selling their alarm systems, and I'm taking it,
Hey, we're calling Denny's and Grants Pass. This is Jerry. Will this be a to-go order?
No, Jerry. This is Margaret. I'm sorry that I hang up earlier, but I was putting in a tampon and my phone fell in the toilet. I was told to give you a call, though, and ask for your Grand Slam. Do you have
Who's this?
This is Margaret.
And why did you accidentally hang up?
It was an accident. What I was doing was attempting to put a tampon in while on the phone at the same time on the
toilet. Hold on 1 second, okay?
And the phone fell. Hello. I don't think he's buying it.
Thank you for holding. This is Leah.
Leah, I'm sorry. I was supposed to talk to Jerry, but apparently he's not used to talking to someone that's menstruating. Tell him if he doesn't get back on the phone, I'm going to come down there, and I'm probably going to rip his freaking eyes out.
Okay, I will tell him.
Speak directly, I'm menstruating, all right? You know what that's like, don't you? Tell Jerry to get his ass back on the phone right now.
Okay, hold on, please. I'm going to go run and get him for you.
Right.
He went to buy you some more tampons, actually.
I don't need any more tampons. I need a Grand Slam. To go.
Hello, this is Jerry. Can I help you?
It's about time, sir. Do you not understand what a menstruating woman can do to you? What are you laughing at? I need a Grand Slam to go.
You need a Grand Slam to go?
Yes.
Yeah, and may I have your name and number, please?
My name is Margaret.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be there in about 30 minutes. Can I go ahead and give you my card number?
What's that?
Can I go ahead and pay for it with my credit card?
Okay. You'll have to use your credit card when you get here.
Okay. Well, please have that ready for me. I'm sorry I got upset.
Can I get your phone number, please?
Yes, sir.
What's your phone number?
407...
782. What's that?
It's
407.
407? Yes.
407.
Yes, I'm from out of town. This is my cell number.
Who is this?
This is Margaret.
Margaret?
I don't understand what you think this is so funny.
Excuse me?
I don't know why you think this is so funny. My number is 407-459-4534.
Okay, I'm going to call you back just to verify this is the right number, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, jackass.
Shit, how do we verify it now?
Is he going to call back?
Yeah, he's going to get a busy signal. He's going to go through the madhouse voicemail. You've reached the offices of Jack Valente.
That's right.
Or Jack Masterson. Oh, damn it. Oh, well, that was fun. That was cool. What else we got here? Let me see what I got here.
Look at your G-Talk.
Look at my G-Talk.
Look at your G-Talk.
Well, I'm looking right now.
Something good. Just confirmed.
All right, so we got John Provost, who was a kid who played, who was in Lassie. Oh, that's interesting. Call next. He's
yeah,
in California.
Homo guy.
He's a gay? I didn't think he was a gay. Is he really?
Is he?
All right, so Nunu...
Yeah, you got to hear him talk. You'll hear him. He's a big fairy.
Okay, Nunu says accuse him of molesting dogs. That's a good idea. All right, cool. Let's...
Timmy, Lassie's in the bed. Lassie's in the bed.
Alright, let's
go. Waiting for you.
Let me give him a call, see if he'll talk to me, John Provost. All right. And you feel free to jump in whenever you want, Hollywood, or in the background. Right. We'll make a scene out of this, as we're good at doing here on this show. Just a moment, let's do that, folks.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Provost? How you doing, man? Hello, sir? Mr. Provost?
I'm sorry.
No, let's speak with
Mr. What number are you calling?
I'm calling the number ending in 6842, Provost.
I'm sorry, you've got the wrong number.
No, this is Provost. I command you to acknowledge who you are.
You recognize your humble voice.
I recognize your voice, sir.
To place a call, press 1.
He's been pranked by KDK for like 30 minutes with very unfunny prank calls, and he's probably just, you know. He knows, yeah. Probably has a code word. Like, I don't know if you watch the Terminator TV show, but they got a code. Every time you call, you have to hit a code on the phone for them to accept your call.
I'll call him back and see if I can figure the code out.
Yeah, see, if you get dumb, I'll spoof the number something else. All right, we'll do that. Hang on, let's try to call him back. We're calling Timmy from Lassie. This is the old black and white version of Lassie, Milkman?
Looks like it, yeah. I'm looking at his website right now.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I believe it is.
All right, let's try him again. Hang on, no panic, everybody.
Do some dog shows and shit.
The caller ID says 1. I don't think I'll pick up. What is wrong with the guy?
Hello? Hello? Oh, this is...
Okay.
Calling back.
I don't know what the hell that was. No,
I see right where he's making his next appearance in January.
Yeah, where?
He's gonna be at the Golden Gate Kennel Dog Club.
I figure I'm gonna be
somebody named Tim Johns. That's with the Golden Gate Kennel Club.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And just tell me when. Was that him just hitting buttons on the phone? I don't think he wants to talk to us. We'll try him again. Let's see if we can force him to talk.
Probably because he only saw one.
Yeah. That's probably.
Hang on. Let me see what.
Hey,
the,
look up the number for the Golden Gate Kennel Club.
Yeah.
And
let's
then
just go
use
area
that
code
for
is.
Your.
Yeah. Is
number.
Yeah. Is there a number for the Golden Gate Kennel Club? Milkman's asking. Maybe there is one. Let's try Golden Gate. That's San Francisco. That makes sense. Of course he's going there.
The San Francisco treat.
San Francisco
Club. I have one. The Cow Place. I saw where he's going to be at.
Yeah, you got the phone number.
I'm going. Yep, Cow Palace. Let me
copy paste, sucker.
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll try him again. John Provost. All right, guys, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Listen, we're going to play out this prank, the rest of it, and we'll be right back with another attempt at. Mr. John Provost, if I could find that. There we go. Actually, we're going to be ending the show in like a half hour. I do have to work tomorrow. Short show today because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Sorry, made it as fast as I could, but it's been fun. I got it, Hollywood, thanks.
I'm fired for trying something new, and I told someone that the base, you know, because some child molester moved on the same block as a old woman, and I was trying to sell her a alarm system, and I said, well, this alarm system will keep.
I give you the address, and you come down and fill out an application. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
John, this is Tim Franks with the Golden Gate Kennel Club. Are you there?
Your name and number. And we'll call you back as soon as we can.
Okay, Tim Franks. The guy's just an asshole. I don't know what he's doing.
Let's try him back.
Oh, man. We'll try him back in a little bit. Maybe he'll answer later.
Not that I'll do anymore. It's just too late for him, probably.
Yeah, he's just busy with the dog right now,
he's
too.
He's up with his boys.
Yeah, with his boys. I'm having turkey. Turkey sandwiches. All right. So I'm going to throw out a big list of numbers here.
All
right. You tell me what's good. Some of them we've called. Some of them we have not. My mouse is not wanting to scroll. I'm thinking that casino. We should really call a casino here. It's been a while. Casinos are always fun.
Absolutely.
What about, do you have the one with a... Who is the guy? Is it John?
John?
We're always asking to see the security tape.
Oh!
What's that guy's name?
Oh,
yeah,
what was that?
The guy answered. What? The guy wearing a suit.
The guy wearing a suit, right? Who was that?
Yeah.
Oh, the poker room. What was it called?
Yeah, the poker room.
Poker room to the L. L. He's like, poker room to the L. All right, let me see.
Get somebody in a suit.
Yeah, get someone in a suit.
Oh, Lord, baby Jesus.
He starts laughing. All right, let me see. Let me go back to the Lonesome Logs, I like to call them here. I'm sure I can find it in a hot minute. That was in the Hard Rock, right? The Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas,
yep.
The poker room?
Yep.
All right, it's pulling up. It takes a long time to load Lonesome Loser's Log. That's kind of fun to say. Long time to load Lonesome Loser's Log.
Kind of like saying Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
All right, I'm typing in poker room. There we go. Planet Hollywood, that's where it was. The Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Vegas. The poker room. Okay, there we go. Let's see if we can get either of them to call. I don't remember the guy's name, though, from that last time.
Dino says there's no audio.
No audio? The hell you say? What time is it? Did we hit the, No, it wasn't the usual refart. That's idiot. What the fuck?
No audio where?
On a syndicate. Everyone else let me know.
No audio.
I'm working on it. I am restarting the syndicate chat room. Don't panic, kids. All right, let me work on it. Hollywood, don't go anywhere. We're going to call a casino, okay?
I'll be here.
All right, thanks. Well, that was the man. Thank you, Hollywood. Let me try to restart the Now Live thing here, see if we get audio back. Any second now, we'll be back in. Let me know if you hear me now, motherfucker. Let me know. Tell me you hear now. Please, now. Can hear now? If not, then I don't know what happened. Audio back? Seriously? Are you lying to me, sir? Do not lie, Czar. But you don't like lies. Alright, good. We got confirmations. We got ones. Good deal. Yeah, I did it. Okay, let's play the rest of the Dead's prank, and we're going to call the casino, the poker room.
23.
Okay.
2342.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the lady, the kid, the grand, you know, the lady had a grand.
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just come in for an interview, all right?
You know, the child molester could come in and rape him, you know?
Just come in for an interview. 2342.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Bye.
All right. I'll see you then. Bye.
What did you drag it out for today? What did you drag it out? That guy was nice. That was funny, though.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Hollywood Poker Room. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. Is Larry working tonight?
No, Larry's on leave right now.
Is he okay?
He's on medical leave.
Oh my gosh, what happened? Is he all right?
As far as I know, it's a diabetes problem, but I hear that he's recovering nicely.
He didn't tell me. I was supposed to talk to him tonight about the security tapes.
You're talking about Larry Stevens, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
The night manager, right?
Yeah, he's been on medical leave. Yeah.
Okay, can we pray for him right here, right now? Can we just pray for him right now? Are you into that at all?
Yeah, we could do that for him. I think he's recovering nicely, though.
Wonderful. Well, let's pray right now, okay? You go ahead and start off.
I gotta go.
No. Hey.
To place a call,
oh my
press
God.
1.
I'm gonna call him back. The guy could die. Asshole. He doesn't understand. You know?
The
Maybe
phone.
All he needs is a touch of Jesus.
Yeah, you never know that. God. The guy could die. He's got complications with diabetes. Now I feel
right.
bad. That's going to be me.
I wouldn't even do it. Just throw his phone in the trash.
Yeah. That's sad. I worry about myself sometimes with the diabetes, man. I don't take as good care as I should. Had cookies this week, and, God. I don't know. Yeah. How are your car tricks coming along? Are you learning any car tricks there, man?
Tons.
Did you get a book?
Show on fixing start doing.
Awesome, dude. The car trick show? Cool.
Nah, not just that. It's the whole illusion show.
The illusion show. Hollywood Vanya experience is what you should call it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna try to call the Apache tribe casino. You want to stay on? You still got you here for a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah.
We got about 20 minutes left. I'll start this one out, and you can jump
in.
There you go. All right, cool. We're going to try to insult here some Native Americans, although I'm pretty sure they don't really work there. They just kind of, run the thing. Kind of cash the checks, basically, as it were. All right, White Mountain Apache Tribe. Ooh, man, I'm not going to sleep good tonight. All right, I'm trying to find that old prank here. It was called Poker Room, right? Let's see if I can find it.
No, it was you said the CH word, I think, or SH.
The SH word, is that what I called it?
I think it was SH or CH, I can't remember. Because he was saying shift, and you were saying, no, you said something.
Oh, yeah. He was like, yeah. Then, no, that is not what I said.
Shift to an F, with an F. Yeah, you were saying the F word to me.
Yeah. And he starts spelling it like S-H-I,
yeah.
And I interrupt him, S-H-I-T, yes, I know how to spell the word, it means excrement. Yeah.
See, excrement, come on.
The word. I'm trying, I know I have it here somewhere. So we titled, God damn it.
Bag.
We titled it the, Carlito Calls the Hotel, the guy gets upset when he hears the F word, and then Evil Artie starts coughing in the background when Carlito, no, it's a different one. Let's see here.
It's called the CH word, I think is what we called it.
No, CH word was a different one.
Yeah.
That was a different one. Let's see if I just do casino. Let's try that. I'm going to look for casino. Let me play some background music here while everyone's bored out of their mind. Any second that'll come up with the casino thing. And I do want to play that, that trash thing. The trash call.
Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, those pictures are gone that you sent.
Are they really? They're down?
Yeah. I checked the thing in today. I was going to actually take each one of those pictures and make an animated GIF out of it.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, they're gone, dude.
Damn it. Yeah, they were up yesterday, so I was playing with it. Yeah, I can't find
the... You didn't save them by any chance, did you?
I saved a few of them, but not a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah, not like... I didn't get a chance to do it. Yeah, I was thinking we could have made a video, like a still frame video, where it just went,
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. Can't win them all. We started, but they're probably closed today, but...
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's call the Apache tribe here, folks. Don't go anywhere. This will probably be the last prank of the night. That's what I'm feeling.
Hey, look in your G-Talk.
Red Club wants to call in. All right.
Okay, oh, cool.
Thing is, I'm getting ready to call out. I'm getting ready to end the show right now, actually.
Reclude calls in, you check out.
Yeah, sorry, Reclude. I'll let him call in. Maybe we'll let him do something real quick.
Yeah.
Little something. Catch up, see what happened to him in L.A.
Yeah, for good time.
Hello, please.
Hey, may I speak with the pit boss? Stop yelling at me, please. May I speak with the pit boss, please?
To place a call,
Talk
press
you.
1.
That's your good question. Stop yelling.
Oh, piece of shit.
Right,
I'll
dude.
Talk to you later.
Hey, man, thanks for everything, man.
You got it, bud.
You're the bro. See you, man.
Thanks, Brandon.
I switched him up. I said, thanks, you're the bro, instead of you the man. And thanks for everything, man, instead of bro. Seriously, though, Hollywood man, thanks. The phone card.
Dr. Bro.
Checking in with the phone card, as I said before. And he cuts up all our pranks. It's such a big help for me. It would take me forever to do that on my own. That would be impossible.
He's awesome, dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's good, man.
Hey, and he's a good pranker, too. I'm tired, so I'm, yawning here. So I'm saying I gotta check out. Is this Reckley calling in? Yep.
Fuck, dude. He's ringing you right now.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, giggity giggity? How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing pretty well.
Awesome. How was L.A., bro?
It's fucking phenomenal, dude. It was just like, it was off the fucking chain. Everything that happened that needed to happen, happened, and might maybe be going back. It's like, somebody's going to give me a job offer here, and I got work offered there, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
I'd say go with the L.A. thing, man.
Yeah, it's so much fun, but the thing is, dude, I'm about to get, like, I mean, this is, it's too early to say, but we did a project, and we fucking just hit a home run with this shit. And it was the guy that gave us like 15 grand for two songs. So what's going to happen is basically if it goes down, basically I'm asking for a salary like 60 G's.
Okay.
So if that happens, I'm not going to L.A., but I'm going to take a ton of trips there.
Okay, okay, I got you.
And just do like club shows and shit.
Right, cool. So you won't move out there, but just kind of, you know, take trips, make some money.
He's going to
hook
up.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, dude, if it doesn't go down, if I don't get the fucking salary, dude, I'm moving.
Oh yeah, dude. That'd be an awesome place to move to. I don't know, just, well, I mean, Milkman lives out there. He could tell you about some of
yeah,
those.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and honestly, like, I mean, I got, like, I wouldn't move out there unless I had, like, connects and jobs and shit.
Right.
But I do, dude. Like, I mean, mostly, like, I mean, there's one DJ broad that fucking loves me up and down. I mean, not up and down. That sounds horrible. She's a real good girl. She's got a fiance. It's not like that.
Yeah.
But loves me through and through, or what's a good word to say?
Love you,
just son. Thinks I'm badass and wants me to be her, like, visual guy doing, like, lights and video and shit. Because I made a bunch of montages for her.
Right.
And she fucking loved it when she came through the club. So, basically, that was... And then the... You ever heard of Mastercraft?
No. Can't say they have.
Mastercraft's, like, it's electro duo producers or whatever. Like, I hooked up with the visual guys from there, and they took some of my footage that I filmed and, like, some eye candy, and they fucking took it around tour.
Cool.
So they, like, decided set and just fucking got blazed with them guys.
Awesome, dude. It's cool.
Like,
so you're going to be doing, like, lighting and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I was at this club, you know. That's why I was so busy. I was working, like, 80 hours a fucking week.
Fuck.
I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I literally was. Like, no days off, like, 12 hours a day at least.
Right.
So, yeah, it was, like, fucking... I started doing lights and fucking just doing shit, like, collaborating with DJs, and they fucking loved it, and doing, like, VJ and, like, video.
Oh, cool.
And then, yeah, I just got so many connections off of that shit.
Awesome, dude, yeah. Well, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's going down. I'm just finishing up this music project. I'll be gone, like, first of the year somewhere.
Cool,
so
it'll
either be I'm staying here, maybe moving to Cleveland, or wherever they're going to base the... Because they're building a new studio just for, like,
just for
us. So.
Oh, that's cool. Hell yeah, man. Well, congrats. That's awesome, dude.
Well, thanks, man. It's been a fucking lot of hard work.
Yeah, you deserve it. You've been working hard on that kind of shit for a while now, so.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's enough. But.
The whole thing, when you went to New York and to work with, was it Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown?
That
it
was
all
a
fell apart.
Bunch of bullshit.
Oh,
fuck
my
those
God.
Cocksuckers. Yeah. Those, I mean, I had so many things like that where... I just put everything into it, and it was a fucking sham. Like, it was just total bullshit.
Right.
Like, it was just, I'm not even going to front and say that, oh, yeah, I worked with these people or something. No, it's like, that's what was supposed to happen, but then it was all fucking bullshit.
Right, never worked out, and that sucks.
It was just a bunch of fucking lies. There was a ton of shit like that, and it's just like, whatever.
Those people are a whole mess anyway. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
They're fucked anyway, dude. I mean, they're... Fuck.
Yeah, they're not even relevant anymore. She used to be relevant. She used to be a diva, and now she's nothing.
Yeah, what it was,
sing.
She got all cracked out and fucking, like, because it's all about guilt. When somebody does that much, you know, she was all, what happened was she was in church, and, like, her fucking mother turned against her dad because her dad was managing, and they sued him or some shit, and they wouldn't pay him, and it was lawsuits, and she didn't even go to her fucking dad's funeral.
Oh, fuck.
So that's where a lot of that comes through, you know what I'm saying, because the guilt. She's, like, trying to fucking crack herself out. And I don't know if you heard what happened, dude, but she was, like, fucking herself with dildos and shit and fucking just...
In a bathroom.
Lost her teeth.
Yeah, she, like, stayed in a bathroom and kept smoking crack and fucking herself with dildos all day.
I mean, it sounds like a fucking bad joke, but that's fucking true. I mean, they had to order. They had fucking four pairs of... Her fucking teeth.
Oh, God.
Because she kept on losing them and shit. They had to fucking FedEx them.
Oh, my God.
For her dentist.
What a mess.
Some shit. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
So that's some serious guilt, man.
Yeah, that's craziness. Yeah, I heard an interview with her once, and she's lost her voice. She can't even talk anymore. Like, she's
just, isn't that insane,
yeah,
dude?
She used to be such a good singer, and she can't even talk anymore. Her voice is like, she's out of breath constantly. It's
wow. Hopefully she can either get that back, you know,
nope,
or something.
Yeah.
But, man, that's like fucked. And then, you know, that show fucking, I mean, that show was the worst fucking PR move I've ever seen. It's like, why the fuck, if you're going to be a fucking crackhead and ruin lives,
mm-hmm,
it's like, why the hell would you, like, put that on TV?
She had a reality show?
Yeah, it was fucking reality show. I mean, they weren't doing crack on there, but it was like, you could see they were so fucking out of control.
Right, yeah.
Like, they were just, I mean, their family was all fucked up, and they're just so, like, I used to think, you know, when she was doing all the bodyguard and all that shit, it's like, I kind of had this thing like she was some fucking princess or some shit. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
She was.
Like, she was, oh my God, just fucking beautiful and, like, just so, like, the opposite of fucking ghetto and,
yeah,
you know, the preacher's wife and all that shit. And it's just like, God damn, where'd that shit come from?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden she's like, you know, hooks up with Bobby Brown, who's, like, you know, pissing in the
Bobby
back of cop
Brown.
Cars in Orlando here and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And Artie's wearing a banana hammock on the camera. You're not watching this, or you don't want to watch it. There's a this kid Artie is out there being very nasty right now on the camera.
What show?
On Syndicate. On Syndicate, there's a dude
Jesus
named Artie.
Christ,
he's,
fucking.
He's wearing
Syndicate's
a thong.
Syndicate's a weird ass fucking shit.
Yeah, they're doing some weird
it's
stuff
disgusting.
There. Good people, but this guy Artie, look at him. He's an overweight kid, and he's naked. He's naked
on
camera.
Let me see this shit. Let me see this fucking bullshit.
He just stepped on
camera.
Yeah, he's a.
Yeah, I should click on I don't agree.
No, agree. And look at
out.
First of
well,
all.
Yeah, I know.
I want you. No, I know that. But I want you to. That's why I broke
Jesus
it.
Christ, who we got? I got fucking.
Look at cam number
right,
one.
Here's your ass. Let's see here. You got some broad on there.
Yeah, look at the broad.
Is that a real broad? Let me see here.
No, that's a real broad. That's yeah.
That she looks
see?
All right.
Yeah.
Giving the horns and shit.
There
what's up, bro?
Right. John Rico,
right. She's got nice legs. John Rico, Eric is.
Can't believe you got
a
hot list, man. I thought you had a bunch of like us, our ugly ass.
Ay, my, look at that right there.
All right, so I'm starting to like the Syndicate now.
I think,
holy shit, what is this motherfucker? Let me block him.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
How
that's
do you block
guy.
People on this? Look, he's showing his ass or something.
Artie, I actually let this kid in my house once. Artie, get up and show your thong again or something.
No. Don't start that. I got the broad on here. I'm not fucking. Here, I'm just going
to
minimize the screen here.
Reckley wants to
see
it.
Okay. All right. Now all I see is the broad. I see you and the small. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's see. All right, there we go. So it's just the broad and you.
All right, good.
Perfect.
That's how it should
and you're
be.
You're smaller, so I'm like focused in on the broad.
That's
so.
Good. There you go. Oh, she blew your
kisses,
kiss.
But I love Syndicate. I tell you what, I need to go in here more often.
You should. And look at broads. There you go. All right,
I'll tell you what. Jesus.
You want to do some pranks, man?
Yeah, let's do a couple pranks, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, that broad showed me a nice little leg and stuff, you know, it's ready
mm-hmm.
to, you know, I wasn't going to.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, God, I'm inspired.
Yeah. Now that
God,
she's showing my
hold up, all right, hold on a second, I got to know this is real. Let's see here. All right, now, listener, what is her name? Let's see here. Let's pull over here.
John Rico.
John. I mean, hold on.
I think her real name was Erica. Erica, it's Erica.
Erica. Oh, does that mean she has some dude named John?
Yeah, but they're swingers. They're into the whole thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here. Okay, if you're real, if you're really watching this, you're not some fucking loop on some goddamn, like, one of those chats, I want you to hold up three fingers on your left hand.
There you go.
Jesus
that's
Christ. All right, time to make some pranks. All right.
Good deal. Here we go. Let's
love
do
the
this.
Syndicate. I tell you what, I'm support. I'm going to send them a fucking donation right now.
There you go. Donate the Syndicate. Buy a shirt, why don't you? All right, good. All right, let's do that. I think her man gave you the finger, too. You better watch out, Rick Luke.
Oh, is he?
I think
so. Is
he
on another cam?
No. I think he's just... He'll pop in a second. It's all good, man. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. All right. Yeah. All right, fuck. All right, there we go. All right, now I'm closing the Syndicate.
He's like, yo, I'm drinking beer.
Fucking totally just, I mean, dude, I totally just went fucking limp. No no offense, dude, but
yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, closing the Syndicate. No longer on there.
I'll let you know when he's gone or whatever.
Hey, let's just, yeah, let me know when he leaves the room.
Yeah.
I'll open it back up.
Good deal. When he goes take a
well,
shit.
I just killed my fantasy. I thought it was supposed to be the internet.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Have it our way.
It
know?
Happens. All right. So all right. I got. There's not a lot of places that are open today, but we got a place called Porky's. just like the movie.
Porky's.
Classic movie we're talking about.
Holy shit, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, the place is called Porky's. They're in Washington State. We also got the Coffee Gallery checking in here, Blackbeard's Family Entertainment, and we got Salvage Yard.
Wait, that's an actual, like, junkyard?
Salvage Yard, junkyard, yeah, same thing. Pretty sure.
Okay, well, I want to call them. Here's why, all right? I went to, I'm just going to tell you a real brief story. So anyways, I went to Thanksgiving with my family, right? And my cousin, I forgot, like, my cousin and my aunt could tell, like, the most horrible stories. They told two stories, one about him having a heart attack, and the other about, like, her father finding him, like, passed on in his sleep. And they tell stories so goddamn funny that, like, it's like, it's the horrible thing, and the fucking family's sitting there giggling about it.
Laughing about,
like,
his heart attack.
Because like, they just tell it, like, they tell it like this. They're like, well, I had, they speak like kind of like a slower version of, like, Richard on the Stern Show.
Right, yeah.
Like when he does the hit, he's like, hey. Well, I went down to the ER and it started crawling up my arm and that nurse didn't want to do anything. She ran an EKG. Just like, I mean, it's like the funniest thing I've ever heard. Like, it was just like, and it's like, this guy's about to die. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's on the, he's almost died over this. He was like 99%.
Yeah, it's like, it's
like artery clogged, and he's telling the story.
I'm like, it's some funny thing while he's feeding his face, I'm sure, with like a bunch of nasty, you know, nothing is good, like, for him.
I was like, God. I mean, I wanted to stay. Like, I usually, like, it's weird around family because it's like, I totally can't go into, like, anything I do in real life. Like,
okay.
I mean, everything I do is, except for this project, music project, everything I do is, like, the videos, everything's degenerate.
Right,
I'm about to be filming a fucking fetish video for this one broad.
Nice. What kind of fetish?
She's fucking banging,
like,
dude.
A beans
I'm,
fetish?
I'm going to have... What?
What kind of fetish? Like, beans?
She does the fucking, like, she's, like, kind of dominatrix-ish, which I don't, I mean, I could look at her. I'm not going to fucking bow down to shit. I can't deal with that domination shit.
No, fuck that. I'm
I
the
mean,
man.
I'll whip a broad in a second, but, you know, I'm not into that. But
into getting beat.
And then she's like, foot fetish stuff and all that, and I'm like, dude, I'm fucking down, dude, because she's going to be wearing, I mean, I seen her today. She was dressed down. She looked fucking gorgeous, so.
Nice.
Like. Yeah, and she's, yeah, she was all, her dude was there, so I was, like, not trying to fuck around.
Right,
but
right.
Anyways, so that's what, I'm going to try to attempt a call. It might not work.
Okay, we'll try it.
Fuck it, let's do Richie Randall. Fuck it, let's do it.
Yes, Richie Randall.
Try it's true for Thanksgiving.
Awesome,
it's all about
dude.
Family
yeah,
here
that's right.
At
about
House Radio.
Our good son, Richie Randall here. Yeah, cool.
Okay, let me help you. Hey, sir, are you guys from a salvage yard?
Pardon?
Hello, you guys from a salvage yard out there with cars?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, my girl Francine took my car out there. I just got a divorce from my ex, and I think my car's out there. I think she was going to put it through the crusher she was talking about. What's going on?
Pardon?
She was going to put it through the crusher out there.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure it's not there, you know what I mean? Because she said she was going out to she's going to put it in the crusher. You guys got like a magnet and a big crusher out there or something? Maybe she's lying, but I just want to make sure because...
Well, no, I have a crusher come in once.
Oh, Jesus Christ. When did it come in last?
Oh, it's been a while. What kind of car was it your...
Oh, it was a Buick. This guy off my mom. She put that goddamn thing down there. I tell you what. I just want to come down there and make sure it's not there, you know. I mean, because... I mean, when's the last time the crusher was here? Maybe you got it in there in the lot.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's only been a couple weeks, but how often do you get cars in there?
Well, I get cars in there all the time.
So,
what
I mean,
Buick
you just...
and model.
What's that?
What year Buick and model?
Listen, I know you got it. Listen, I mean, I know you're just trying to jerk me around. So listen, let's get to the point.
No, I'm not trying to jerk you around. I'm trying to determine whether I have it or not.
I'm just, that's fine, but listen, I'm going to come down because I just opened a door for me. You got a gate down there or something? Where you guys at?
No, I'm not opening it tonight.
You got it off of Highway 4. Where you guys at?
We're off of Highway 4, but I'm not opening
it. Highway 4, okay, that's close enough. Well, listen, I'll just stop by because I really need that car. I mean, she's got, you know, I know my wife's got it down there.
You'll be wasting your time because I won't let you back there tonight.
What's that?
You come down, come around tomorrow in the daylight hours after 10 and
I can't wait, John. I got to go to my parents because I'm late for Thanksgiving. so I'll be right down. My name is Bruce
Randall.
Well,
I'm not going to let you in the backfield.
What's that?
You're going to wait. You'll be wasting your time because I'm not going to be opening the
Well, this
the
doesn't matter. I'm going to get in. I'm like MacGyver
no,
when
you're
comes
not.
To that stuff.
Don't sit here and threaten me on the phone.
I'm not threatening. I'm just going to come in and get my car.
You come during business hours and I'll
it's
be
It's my car.
Working.
Listen, it's my goddamn car. I'm going to come get it. And nobody's going to stop me because I'm Richie Randall. Do you know who I am?
Who?
You ever heard of Richie Randall?
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Exactly. So I'm coming down to get my car.
You're not going to hear me any. I'm not going
to
hear
you. No, it doesn't matter.
Here.
I'm just trying to say that I got connections to the mayor.
I don't give a damn what connections you have.
I know his street supervisor.
I'm trying to be nice to you now, and now you're starting to piss me off.
Well, listen, I don't have time for this. I need my Buick, and I'm going to my mommy's house, and nobody's going to stop me. I'm going to be right down there. And I'm not trying to get violent. I'm not
what
a violent person.
What was your name again, Richie?
I'm a musician, and I don't get violent. I
what,
just
what was
gonna
your
get,
name again?
Do you have a junkyard dog in there? Because my name is Richie Randall.
What was your name again? What
Richie
was your name?
Randall. God
Richie
damn it.
Randall, huh?
And I'll be right down here, and we're going to get my Buick, and I'll pay you $100, and that's final. There's
All
nothing
right. well,
going to happen.
Then we'll have a problem.
Well, that's fine. We'll have a problem. I'm going to jump the gate or something. I mean, I got to... You better not have no junkyard dog. My daddy's a lawyer.
Well...
You better
you
open that goddamn gate.
You better be worried about me.
Well, I tell you what, I ain't worried about nothing, because I got a can of mace, and if you come after me, I'll mace you, and I'm going to run in the gate. I'm going to get my car. I'm going to bust through the gate, because nobody's stopping me. I'm going home. I'm going home.
He's like, don't get what he's saying, don't get rude to me.
He's like, he heard it. I must be, Richie must be famous.
Yeah, he knows you too. Yeah, it's like, oh, I know him, I know you. Yeah, all right. Hang on, real quick announcement. We'll do a little more here. We're going to extra innings. I have to sign off on off of Syndicate right now because Yucca the Clown is going. You know Yucca the Clown, right, Reckloon?
Yucca the Clown. Yeah, actually, I tell you what. Yeah. Yucco does some fucking badass pranks.
Dude, yeah, he does, man.
He did three pranks when they had that collar contest.
Uh-huh.
Replace Jackie or whatever.
Right, okay.
He did three calls to fucking Gary the Retard, and that shit was fucking hilarious.
Right.
That guy did great voice impressions.
Right.
I was real impressed with that guy.
Yeah, Yucca, dude, and his video stuff is great. So now, Jeeves, now tell me the truth. Did go on or not go on? What's going on? No Yucca or yes Yucca? Keep me in the loop here. Give me the final word here, Jeeves. Let me go. Go as in stay or go as in leave? Just say, give me a 1 if I stay, give me a 2 if I don't go, because you're making no sense there. Stay. So you want me to stay? I'm kidding.
Okay, you said aha, so
you're
fucking
kidding.
With us?
Yeah, what's the ha-ha mean? One's stupid! All right, Chuckle Fett, thanks. Chuckle Fett over there who wanted to hear DJ Butterface instead of Carlito tonight. Maybe Chuckle Fett should just tune out and never listen until Friday when his boyfriend Butterface is on again. Maybe we should do that, Chuckle Fett.
What happens, say, Yucca wants to go on? Will he just bump you off or what?
No, I don't know. They'll give me the high sign. They'll tell me. I don't know. Maybe just, you know. I don't know. When Yucca wants to go on, I would like to hear that, actually, to be honest with you. So we're going to do some more.
Fine.
Don't worry about it.
I want to see what he's up to. That's pretty good.
All right. So no, in the meantime, let's do some more calls. I say we call that guy back later in a little bit.
Dude, we've got to call that guy back. And I'll try to, like, what I'll try to do. I'll try to, like, I don't know why I'm saying this. But I want to disguise my voice like as Richie Randall.
Uh-huh.
Like I'll be doing an impression of an impression.
Right. Yeah, so Richie Randall disguising his voice. You know when you did that? You did once.
John Provost.
You did a prank master call once where you were a prank master, but he was imitating a black guy. Which
yeah,
is it was like the funniest shit. Yeah, it was like prank master doing a black guy, and you were doing the whole, oh, man, it was great. Something like that might be funny. That could work out. Which, you know, if you don't remember, like, Richie Randall, the voice, you started out because I told you to try to do your prank master imitation, you know. And you
Jesus Christ.
It somehow ended up being Richie Randall, this whole other thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, them were the coked up days, I tell you what. Oh, those were the days when I was fucking having interns and coke and all that shit, dude.
Nice.
days are hopefully long gone.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Really
though, Jesus Christ. I probably did shit. I don't even remember on your show.
All right.
I'm sure if I go back through the archives, I'm going to be fucking appalled.
Take this out. All right. Milkman's asking for Bruno Vega. You know him. He's got a thing for the guy.
Who's asking?
Bruno Vega. Milkman wants to hear Bruno Vega, he says.
I always want to hear fucking Bruno Vega.
I know.
Is he messaging me about... Yeah, of course.
Of course.
He messaged me about
Bruno Vega.
All right, let's get one that... Let's try one. I can get one. Maybe I get some fucking... All right.
So, so we got the Coffee Gallery. They should be open still. They're in Hawaii. We got Porky's also, that restaurant Porky's I told you about.
That's
fucking amazing. Is that like? I wonder if that's based off the restaurant.
Probably
the movie.
Probably. What else we got here? We got Circle K. We got a grain store called Batman Grain. Like they have grain there, like you know, like wheat and shit. I guess I don't know what they do there. Something weird like that.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't. I tell you what. Just fire away, fuck it. Dude, that one was good, dude. I'm so tempted to call and just bust that guy's balls over and over again. Because that guy got pretty pissed, like, the first time.
Right, okay.
So we'll do one, maybe we'll call him back. Just keep going and calling him, dude. And I say, like, when we end out the night, we just fucking just keep calling that motherfucker.
Keep calling him, fucking with him and shit.
Because that guy's gonna, I mean, if he keeps answering, he's gonna explode.
Right.
And I think he's gotta keep answering because of... You know,
they're like on standby. I mean, they're on call or whatever. You know, they have to answer and shit.
If somebody needs a tow or something.
Dina says, "Put my number in the room. Which number? The call? The toll free number? Dina, is that what you want? Let me know. I'll put it up in a second. Don't worry about it. My call in number. I can do that. All right, Reclude, don't go anywhere. We're gonna call. We're gonna call Porky's. All right,
let's give it a shout.
And then after that, we'll call the salvage yard again. All right. All right, cool. Don't go anywhere, man, and don't go anywhere else.
Smoky Point Village.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
Good.
I heard you have some good dinner specials tonight.
Yeah, but the restaurant's closed.
Well, that's all right. They can make an exception for me because I'm a diabetic. I go over to VA hospital and take them medicines. So basically, how late is your kitchen open? I mean...
It's closed.
I got some money I can give you, but...
everything's closed.
How late could you open it for me?
No, it's already closed, shut
down. Okay, cool. Well, I heard you guys have good pulled pork over there.
Yeah.
So what I'd like is I'd like about... We got a little family, and we didn't cook no turkey, so I'd like about 5 sandwiches you think you can make, and just some of that special barbecue sauce, and you guys sell alcohol?
Yeah, but
restaurant's closed. Okay, what about a case of Coronas, and if you can throw some lines in, we give you a couple extra dollars, you know, we're not trying to get nothing for free or nothing.
Well, not tonight. We don't sell beer.
We'll do that, and also, we got back from a trip from Mexico, so if you could throw in, we have a bottle of tequila with the worm in it, or if not, that's fine, I mean, some of that Patron, we throw some of that in there, if you have the Patron Black, that'd be great.
No, we don't.
So, what about, I know you guys had, a little while back, you guys had a crawfish special?
Nope.
That's great. So if you can just do like fish and chips or something, that'd be fine. We don't want to put you out none, but we're willing to pay. You know, we're a hungry bunch. Starving.
No, the kitchen's closed tonight.
Well, listen, what about Meals on Wheels?
Meals on Wheels.
It's like a charity. If you donate to them, you know, maybe we can make an exception. If I can talk to your manager or owner.
You can call back tomorrow morning.
Well, no, because there's got to be somebody there. I know there is. They just don't
have
plain workers there. I know they don't, because they got to be some sort of supervisor, because everybody go wild. There ain't no supervisor in there. People can do what they want to, you know. I mean, somebody's got to be, there got to be some chief there. You know, because, you know, if you got a place, you know, you can't just run it just to anybody. You know, you got
somebody
there to help. Okay, cool. Well, that's great. When you can make it happen. Basically, what I'm looking for is we got some pulled pork sandwiches. If you can just get a family pack of that, And I know you guys, it's Thanksgiving, so you might as well just put an extra tab on it. And we can do that, just have it loads of barbecue sauce and some of them Kaiser buns. What buns you guys usually put on them?
I don't know.
Oh, that's great. Just put whatever you feel is right on there. You know, we don't have no turkey. We're not traditionalists or nothing. But,
okay, bud, I gotta go.
Case of Coronas, and we'll get that. That'd be great. What's your name again?
Deanna.
All right, Dan. We'll be down about, it would take you about half, we'll give you half an hour, and we'll be right down, and we can have it to go, so we don't want to put you out none, but we need some of them pulled pork sandwiches.
Okay, bud.
Hey, listen. Listen, I know you're getting uppity with me a little bit, but we just, you know, want something to eat. I think that's fair, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
My brother's the sheriff.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you're messing around too much, don't get us something to eat. I mean, we might pull your liquor license. How about them apples? You won't be
hey,
able
we'll
to
see
sell
later.
No liquor anymore, and then people won't get drunk. They won't eat your sandwiches no more. You lose customers.
It's all good.
That's what happens with them sheriff. I'll tell you what, they have power. You think it's a... You got somebody to run to, like congressman or something, but I ain't none. I'll tell you what, the sheriff don't like you.
All right.
Then, you know, what else you going to do about it?
Not a damn thing.
Sweet. All right, so we'll be down in half an hour. Be a
okay, bud.
Pulled pork sandwiches and,
okay.
You do that British chip stuff.
She probably hung up. God damn. I like the fact that you kept interrupting. You're like, cool, all right. Like, yeah, we got pulled pork sandwiches. Cool, all right. Well, hey,
I don't know, man. That was bunk ass call. It's
not bad at all. Just
I got a mullet too.
I just took an Ambien. Let's call the salvage yard, right?
Oh yeah, you took a fucking Ambien.
Yeah, I got to get to sleep, man. I'm all jazzed up. Got the. I don't know, just a hell of a
you got Reclue, you got broads and all that shit. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
no, you got all sorts of fucking things going
on. That's
right,
man. I'm pantsless, too. Like, you can't see it on camera, but I got no pants on. We're going to call... I'm kidding, I got pants on. I got jeans on.
There we go.
Shag Nasty's Enterprise.
Hi.
Want to give him a call back soon?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it here.
Try to disguise my voice.
Yeah, see if he falls for it. You'll be like, motherfucker. All right, let's see what goes on.
May help you.
I just want to know.
Hello.
If you guys got a hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Have you guys got a Buick in there? My brother Richie's got a Buick in there, and I just want to know if I can come pick it up.
Well, nobody's coming here tonight. I've already told him that I've been really nice, and I'm really
listen.
Don't like the stretchy
day. My brother Richie, and
well,
he's
if he
really
comes up here, he's going
upset.
To jail.
No.
Keep his ass away from here,
because
if he comes up here tonight, he's going to jail.
Our dad's a lawyer. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to jail. We got
well,
enough money
to pay
anybody off.
I don't want him up here threatening me and my dog.
No, I'm not trying to. We just want to get the Buick.
No,
he it's okay. Was. Listen, it's okay. We're just going to come and get the Buick. And nobody's trying to be
no,
threatened.
You're not
just
coming up
and
here tonight.
It. It's okay.
I'm telling
let
you
us get in the door.
Just like I told him, my business hours are from 10
to
12.
Let us in the door.
Tomorrow.
It's okay. Just open
you call
the gate.
Call up before you come.
No, nobody says anything. We're just going to open just open the gate for us. It's okay.
No.
Everybody be
no.
happy.
All right.
Just open the
Hold
gate.
It now.
Open
all right.
The
this
gate.
Is the only way I'll do it. And you hear you listening to me?
Okay, yeah.
You call the sheriff's office, and you come up here with a deputy. Then we'll go into the backfield. But if you don't show, if you show up without a deputy, somebody's going to jail.
Do you understand me? Okay, yeah.
Hey,
we're showing up.
I don't like being threatened. I don't like my dog being threatened, and I don't like
my buddy.
My house
I tell you what. What about a city cop?
Well, there ain't no city cop that'll come out here because sheriff's department. You'll have to call and make
well,
arrangements
actually,
to have a
actually
deputy
my sister's a state trooper, so maybe she can come out. But listen, it's okay. Just open the gate for us, okay?
I want a uniformed officer in a patrol car.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
If there's not, then I'm going to have my gun in my hand. Do I make myself clear? And I will not take any crap.
Thank
and I will not be threatened.
I got Kevlar. I used to live in England.
I don't give a damn what you got. Mister, you... I don't know what the problem is between your brother and his girlfriend, but it's not something that's worth all this bullshit. You follow me?
Listen.
You come up here in a peaceful mood with an officer, and I'll go in there tonight, and I'm going out of my way for this.
That's going to happen.
But if you don't show up with an officer, you're going to get turned around or go to jail.
Holy shit. No, we're not going to jail. We got a connection. So listen, let me just spell it out for you, buddy. Let me spell out for you. What's going to happen is my ex and this. All right, I blew my cover. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen is coming down, and we're going to get my Buick. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, and nobody's going to get hurt.
Okay.
But I tell you, I got a mace, and I got a Kevlar. Nobody's shooting me.
All right.
And I got a Doberman Pinscher too or something. And you don't need to see
right.
it. It'll be in the car. I'm
you
not bringing it out.
You
want to
threaten me? Fine. You
I'm
come up that
out.
Driveway without an officer with you, and I'm going to start shooting immediately. Do I make myself clear? And I don't give a fuck if I kill you or not. You understand
what
me?
What do you want to be angry for? I don't understand, man.
Want me to be angry? Jesus Christ, your brother threatened me, and now you're threatening me, and I'm not supposed to get angry?
Listen, buddy.
You don't come to my house and do this kind of shit. You want to be civilized? Fine. If you not want to be civilized, you want to come up here and threaten me, I'm going to start shooting.
Holy shit.
I survived Vietnam, goddammit. I can survive this.
Holy shit.
So if you want to have it out, you just come up here and threaten me. That's all it's going to take.
Listen,
I will not
I'm a fast
bullshit.
Runner.
Every vehicle I have on this property, I have paperwork for.
Well, Jesus H. Christ, you don't have to be an asshole.
No, you're the one that's being the asshole threatening me with mace and a fucking dog and shooting me and shit, just like your fucking brother. I suggest you wait until daylight, because you don't want to come up here now. Because I don't give a damn. No matter, I don't give a fuck if you bring the whole damn state patrol office and every officer in the goddamn state up here with you. You're not going to be allowed to be on this property. Period.
Well, Jesus,
did I make
Christ.
Myself clear
you don't
now?
Have to be an asshole. I'm going to come. You know what? I think it's bullshit. I totally think you're bluffing. I'm just going to go get my Buick, okay? And nobody's going to do anything.
You just come up here and try it, because I've already got the sheriff's department on their way up here.
Oh, bullshit. What'd you do? Would you instant message them on the internet? That's bullshit. Would you get them on the CB?
No, I called them.
When did
you want to come up this driveway? If you want to come up this driveway, be my guest.
When's your fucking call?
You're sticking.
I mean, what'd you call
them?
Would you send them a telegram? Would you sell them a telegram? Stop, Ricky Randall's about to get his Buick. Stop. Please come soon. Stop. I mean, what are you gonna do, buddy? Can you wrestle?
Well,
I was
state
camping.
I'm done talking.
State camping.
You're not
10
welcome
years.
On this property. You're not welcome on this property, nor is your brother.
I don't give a shit. My
Buick's
here.
You come on this property, you're going to jail. And if you come up here tonight, it's going may get even a hell of a lot worse.
I tell you what, you think I'm leaving without my Buick? You're crazy, man. Francine's not doing it to me. I know
you
you're all
in shit. You think I have your Buick? You waste
Jesus
the
Christ,
right
it's
hours.
Thanksgiving.
Come up here
it's
like
Thanksgiving,
a man.
Asshole. It's
don't come
Thanksgiving.
Up here like an asshole. Don't come up here like an asshole and threatening me.
God
if I have your vehicle, it'll still goddamn well be here tomorrow. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going
to
come as a... I'm just going to come as a pizza delivery guy. That's what I'm going to come at. You're not going to know what it is. And then I'm going to run and get my Buick.
No, you're not.
You're goddamn right.
If I have that vehicle back there, it is there tonight. It will not go anywhere tonight. I'll guarantee you that.
Shit.
I'm going to take that crush. You want to come up here with an officer? Fine. But I want that officer's vehicle in front. And have them call me before they come up my driveway. Because if a vehicle comes up my driveway and I don't recognize it as an officer, I'm going to consider it you. And whoever's in that vehicle is going to have a gun pointed at them. and I'll be mean in business.
That's bull.
Do I make myself clear?
Dude, you just got, you just pissed off, and that's bullshit. You know
goddamn
well.
You goddamn right I'm pissed off, and I got every right to be pissed off.
You know goddamn well you're not going to shoot anybody.
Well,
that's it, bull. I called
you
bluff.
I
got you. I got you. I know you're not going to shoot anybody. I'm just going to drive right up that fucking shit. I'm going to open the gate. I've never even been here. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to go, and I'm going to get my car. I mean, you can't take it from me legally. I got the Tiger. It's not even in the glove box. That's, I got you. You think you can take
well,
it from me?
I don't
you think
care.
You have the legal
you
right?
Come up here without a, you don't come up here without a deputy. Pure and simple.
Oh, Jesus
you
Christ.
Come
I'll come there
deputy,
with a...
And you're going to have
I'll
a
come there with
a safety
town police
if
officer.
If you make any moves
that
I think is threatening, I will shoot.
Oh, boy, yeah. Oh, now it's, first it's coming the driveway, now it's you make a threatening move. What's next, huh? You're just
getting out of your
story.
Goddamn car is going to be enough for me.
That's
just getting
right.
out of your car is going to be enough
right.
for me.
That's right.
You're...
you think you're a tough guy? I tell you what, why don't you fight like a man? You have your gun on you. I mean, seriously, you want to wrestle? You want to wrestle, buddy?
No,
I'm
so
state
I'll just
soon
kill you. I'd just as soon kill you and get it over with.
That's bullshit.
I'm
why?
I
don't
want to be fighting on the goddamn ground with people anymore. So I'll just kill you. There ain't going to be no fist fight. I guarantee you that. Now, you want to come up my driveway
yeah.
and threaten me?
You know, Kung Fu, I guarantee you don't. Neither do I. It's bullshit.
Well,
you know what? Guns equal pussy, other than the army you're hunting. I tell you that. That's what it means.
Your brother's name is
that's
Ricky Randall?
Guns is pussy. I tell you
what's
what.
What's your name? What's your name,
Bobby Easton. My name is Ricky Randall.
Cliff Randall?
God damn it, my name is Ricky Randall, and I'm tired of this shit. I'm getting my car. I'm just going to drive right up your fucking driveway. And if you don't like it, you call the cops, and they're going to be right by my side, and we're going to get your goddamn car. We're going home, we're going to see Mommy, and we're fucking 10 hours late, and it's bullshit, nobody's getting in my way. I tell you what, I got a Kevlar, I got mace, I
to
got...
To place a call, press 1 to listen to...
Oh my God, that is the prank of the year so far.
This is a great fucking
oh
dude, this
my
is a great
God.
Set of pranks.
The whole time he thought you were still the brother, because he was actually...
who, what a dumb fuck.
He's like, what's your brother's name,
was
Richie Randall?
What a dumb fuck, all I did was... He kind of sounds like
California
your brother.
Guy, man.
Oh, man, and Dino and the others, I was thinking it'd be pretty bad if we were to order a pizza for his house.
Oh, I was thinking about that.
Imagine?
Like I told him, I was thinking of come as a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we did that and the guy gets shot? No, we can't do
I
that.
I feel fucking horrible.
Yeah, dude. No, don't. Let's not
feel
do
so
that.
I horrible, but look, he's out in the country, so I'm thinking...
Oh my God! I can just see it now. Some pizza guy just goes up to his house.
We'll be in the news.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
No, yeah, we can get some. You know, Dino, we can get some press for Syndicate. I'll take the hit. I'll take one for the team. Let's do it next.
I'll tell you what, you get it. Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
No, we can't do that, man. That's wrong. That fucker's
Jesus
crazy.
Fucking Christ. I'm so goddamn tempted, man.
Oh God!
Let me see. Where's he at? Where's
all
his place?
He's in a. I don't want to say. I don't want anybody to take it upon themselves to start
so
ordering.
It's like 10:30.
Has to be Domino's.
Yeah.
All right. Pizza places will be open, dude. I don't give a fuck, dude. Just
no,
for the hell,
don't
I'm
ever,
not going to
no.
call a pizza place.
Nobody do that. Please.
I just want to know if it's possible.
I'm sure
like,
it
I
want to
know if like somebody will deliver out there. I'm just like.
Yeah,
really curious.
I don't know. Well, we'd have to find. I got to end the show anyway. It's 1:30. I got to go to work tomorrow, man. I
God
can't.
Damn it!
I know. I'm sorry, man. It's late. I got to be at work at 8 tomorrow, so I got like 5 hours of sleep looking ahead right now. By the time I get up,
we want a pizza supreme.
I know. You want to kill a poor pizza guy just trying to make a few bucks on Thanksgiving?
Let's make a deal. All right, let's call a pizza
it has
shop.
To
right?
Be Domino's.
If the guy's an asshole,
all right.
then we'll send him there.
Okay, is that what you want to do? Well, oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, that'd be funny, though. Play Russian roulette, send him to some pissed off guy's house and get shot.
Yes, if you get out of your car, I'll consider that.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going
to
be shooting.
We'll have to get it from somebody that doesn't have one of those lights on their car.
Yeah, exactly. Just a regular unmarked car, you know? What we call ass.
Like pizza shop. That motherfucker gets out of his car. Bang! Bang!
You can
Holy
see him
shit! I don't even think they could really, unless some cocksucker in this chat room fucking rats us.
Yeah, which probably would.
KDK is probably fucking letting fucking happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Listening.
He'll probably make the call. He'll probably call the pizza place.
He'll rat in on us. He probably will make a call.
That bastard.
He'll rat us out. It doesn't matter. This is recorded.
Yeah, we got proof, KDK. If anything happens to any pizza delivery guys where that guy lives in Washington, we'll know who to blame.
That motherfucker's probably sitting beaten off to this right now.
Yeah, probably. He wishes. Cock he quit his show, man. He's done. He's dead. It's over. We defeated
really?
Him. Yeah, he doesn't do shows anymore. It's over,
what,
man.
What, he wake the fuck up?
He woke up and realized he was wasting his time, yep. Wasting
he realized, time. Realized that fucking trannies isn't a career move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he didn't get far with that.
That's funny. Well, dude, I need those goddamn calls out of the dude. That shit's fucking...
Yeah.
I'm going to play that forever.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm probably going to listen to them like right now, as soon as I end the show, before I'm going to bed. I'm gonna put the show on my iPod and listen to it while I'm sleeping. Yeah, while I'm in bed, I'm gonna plug it in. You know, I got one of those speaker. You know those alarm clocks you can plug in the iPod into. I'm gonna listen to it for sure. Yeah, I'll get them to you tomorrow. I'm sure Hollywood or myself we'll edit it out. I'll send you some links tomorrow on email. Look out for that. All right, man.
All right, man. That's,
all right, bro.
That's a hell of an ending to a show, dude.
Hell yeah, Richie dude. Randall thanks, man.
Great prank.
Richie
dude.
Randall is a legend, man.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I'm about to go fucking tomorrow. I met some, check this shit out. I'm gonna come back from my holiday, little Thanksgiving, you know. Picked up some fucking hot little broad in some gas station in the middle of nowhere. It just happened to be from my town.
Okay.
Dude, so yeah, I'm going to the DJ show tomorrow. I'm gonna give her a little finger or what, or two or something.
There you go.
See what kind of hooer she is, you
know. Yeah, give her the shocker, man.
So.
Yeah, alright, man.
But fucking A, dude. I can't wait, dude.
All right, man. Good luck with that. I hope it works out for you, man.
Yeah, we'll see. They probably have a bunch of dudes fucking her.
Four finger Freddy
out there. Probably, she's probably got, four finger. Probably a fucking six finger.
Yeah. Oh, six finger to use the other hand. Oh, shit.
Six finger Freddy.
Oh, dude.
Six fingers and a thumb.
There you go. All right, dude. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, later on.
Talk to you soon. Be safe, man. See ya.
All right, peace out, bro. All right.
That was record, everybody. That was fun. Jesus Christ. That was the deep prank of the year, I think,
oh,
man.
Dude, what
holy
a
crap.
Fucking disaster. He is the best, isn't he? I love him.
Oh, man. That was awesome. I haven't laughed like that in a while. Oh, my God. I'm glad we didn't end the show. I'm glad we got the chance to do a few more pranks, man, because we would have missed out on that altogether.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Dude, that's a classic right there.
All
right.
So I want to thank...
there are so many sound bites that can be used out of that one.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I want to thank Rec Loop for calling in. I want to thank Lonesome Loser for sending numbers. Thanks, man. Hollywood, dude. Yeah, it saved us with the phone card. As well as some good pranks as well. And Crazy Fucker, thanks for calling in, man. We love you, bro. Take it easy, man. You got me kind of worried. I'm going to have to call him off air tomorrow and see how he's doing. I usually talk to him on Fridays.
Republican Party's over with. You'll get over it.
Yeah, don't worry. You guys will get back. And this is a cycle, man. The Republicans will end up in office again. It's all good. Milkman, do your formal thing quickly, please. I got to get out of here.
Awesome, man. All right, man. Well, I really enjoyed my Thanksgiving here with the Madhouse. And I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as we did. I'd like to thank all our friends over there at Syndicate Radio and Mr. Dino. Thanks a lot for the hookup. We love y'all. Stay tuned for Zolar's Party Nation tomorrow, Friday also. And all our friends right here in the mouth. Again, that's that. Mooney, the Numbers Hitman. God bless you. Without the Numbers Hitman, what would we do? That's right. The hero for all of us prank fans. We love you. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed your turkey meal. And especially you, our listeners, that's right. You know what? We do this every week for you, the most interactive prank show, comedy show right here on the net. We offer it to you every week free.
That's right. All you got to do is invite your friends. Better yet, invite an enemy, and we'll call them up and say hi to you. Madhouse style. But we couldn't do it without you, our fearless leader, the generalissimo of the Madhouse, the militia. Thank you so much, and God bless you there, Edamani. And thank you, Mr. Tuck.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thanks, Milkman, and thank you for being on the show. Of course, Big Tuck as well. Everyone, be sure to visit him over at TuckerMike.com. Tuck, are you still around? We didn't hear much from Tuck tonight. Uh-oh. Tuck, are you? Did you upload, or are we uploading? Uh-oh, did he fall asleep? Dude, you missed a good show. Tuck's going to have Halloween. Wow, I'm a month behind. He's going to have a Thanksgiving show special uploaded here, I think, tomorrow. So be sure to check that out. That's going to be at TuckerMike.com, the RevoluTuck podcast. He's going to have a new episode up. I know he told me about that earlier. We were talking about that. Be sure to catch that. And also, thanks to him, he sent me, remember last week, we were talking about Amos and Andy last week, remember? And I asked him if he had a source for that. He sent me links to Amos and Andy shows. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, OTR.
Yeah, I finally got to hear some of that Amos and Andy stuff. That's cool stuff, so... For sure, for sure. All right, everyone, be sure to stay tuned to syndicateradio.tv and stay tuned to 98.6 The Mouth, the Madhouse stream. I want to thank everyone over at the Madhouse site as well. Melissa Loser was in there, of course. DTT checking in today. Kokanee. Oh shit, Kokanee. We didn't get to any of your news items. Fuck. I'm sorry, man. No worries. We'll get to those at a later date. Don't worry.
You've been doing such a good job, man.
Thank Mondays.
You so much, Kokanee. You really do, man. You do make a good night for us.
All right. MST3 Clay. Also, what's up, dude? How's it going, brother? I saw Aya was around. What's up? Mr. C, the porn director in the house. Right on. And everyone, of course, I don't want to go through everybody in Syndicate. Y'all know who you are. I love you guys. Big what's up to Dino, G-Wiz, and all those other ladies over there in Elm Zion. And I don't know if anybody's next on Syndicate, but they will be if they are. If not, be sure to stay tuned, and something will happen at some time, somewhere, and it will happen.
Something good, always going on to Syndicate.
Yeah, hopefully Yucko comes on. I'm a Puerto Rican, dude. Yo, hopefully Yucko goes on. Seriously, though, hopefully Yucko goes on. I'll definitely tune into that. I haven't heard any of his shows.
That'd
like
be awesome.
He's not on here. Yeah, Yucko's the man. Cool. I'm gonna ask for that DVD for my birthday, man. Or my for Christmas, that is. I really would like that. All right, we're out of here, folks. We'll catch you here Monday.
Cool.
Monday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Pacific. Get up for it. It'll be fun. MadhouseLive.com. Thank you, folks. Happy Thanksgiving. Belated. Gas.
Y'all better have your pencils ready.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.